And now, News for Gamers, Internet's Now radio program proudly presents
the N4G Podcast.
Every week you're tuning in, listening to us ramble on about the latest in gaming news. And without further ado, let us introduce you to Zero Tolerance Gambit's Con. Give Pepper Wombat to a special guest or two if we are nice enough to let them on our podcast, the N4G Podcast.
Yeah, that's cool.
We should have a cluck off.
That's terrible.
Hey, man, shut the cluck up.
We're back for another week of News for Gamers Podcast Radio for the week of August 4th, 2008. And we have a full studio again. We have Gamescom, Jason Gambrell with us.
Hello, good evening, good morning, good afternoon.
How you doing? Time it is.
Good night.
Good Konnichiwa. Night.
We also have the Wombat, Ryan Womboat, too.
I just stepped on a cat.
Neat. All right, also with us, returning special guest and composer of the theme song and all of the other off-time emo.
I was about to say the whiny off-time emo.
We have Brian the Boogeyman Peterson.
Which I am currently working on a new theme song as we speak.
Not as we speak.
Not now. Technically, literally, but as they're listening to this, I'm sure I'm working on it. Well, I might be.
You're
at
breaking
work.
The fourth wall.
Anyway.
Stop it.
Anywho.
This is live. It's live.
Since Killer.
Hold on, we have a caller. Caller, go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, I just want to say that I think you guys suck.
Sweet. Join the majority.
But no, since the guy to my left here decides to be here every week, I got to change the theme song in order to include him into this podcast theme song. So there you go.
Work, bitch.
And with us also, we have Killer the Wolverine.
Oh, fuck, sorry.
You totally blew.
You had to say was hello. That's all you had to say. And you fucked it up.
He was so excited about announcing his name that he choked on
sweet tea. I totally messed up his name in an awesome way. I said, with us we have Killer the Wolverine Testa Justin.
Come on, Wolverine. Now's not the time to get choked up over
things. Oh, dude, that was terrible.
Well, hell, that's the most noise he's made in like 5 podcasts. So.
That's true.
Well, it's a good thing you took the headset off so that we didn't have to hear it.
Yeah, when I was like writing a theme song, I was like trying to find some sound samples with his voice in it. And other than... Yeah, you suck. That's pretty much all I get out of it.
Are you going to be all right? Because we have a show to do here.
That's all right. We'll wait on you.
Fucking right, you will.
Did you just put the headset on before you said that? But anyway, we have Killer the Wolverine, Justin Testa.
Are you good?
I'm good. I'm alive.
And welcome to the show.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah.
What's this up? Should be an interesting intro. People are like, what the hell?
took 2 tries for you to say hello, but good job.
I'm sorry. I was choking. Well, I'm sorry. I thought this show was more important than my life.
You know what was awesome? Nobody got up to try to help him.
Yeah, I know. Y'all dicks. That's fine.
He's choking on sweet tea.
I wasn't even choking on sweet tea.
If you can't swallow
liquid,
there's not a whole lot I can do.
Drinking the tea to make the, you know.
Oh, God.
You
choking on my own
hooker spit.
What?
Nothing.
Nasty. Anyway, we got some fondling to talk about, and if you bring that up. No. Anyway. Gross.
That's actually pretty funny, and you'll find out why later.
Yes. Anyway, we'll start with the con.
Con! Con!
Every week.
But anyway,
welcome back.
Other than that, hey, thank you.
You were never gone, but anyway.
It's good to be
back. Here every week.
It was 1 week until the very end.
That's true.
That was a very hollow week for us.
It was. So what you playing? What you fondling?
I haven't played that much in terms of variety.
Oh, okay, variety. I was going to say.
In terms of variety, but in terms of
quantity?
Quantity, I've been playing quite a bit. to elaborate on my fondling this week... I will say that I played some 360.
Okay, well, awesome. Yeah. Moving on.
Specifically, I downloaded the demo for Facebreaker.
Facebreaker?
Yeah.
Are you trying to impersonate the Final Fantasy guy?
What is the voice that's coming out of you?
This week, I will boycott Final Fantasy 13 because it's a traitor.
I drink milk from a wine glass.
It's a trap. But Facebreaker is crap.
What a way to start.
It's like...
it's a crap.
You see, here's a misconception. A misconception that a lot of game developers fall into. They're like, oh, people want games that are more simplistic. So let's give them a game absolutely devoid of any skill or reasoning whatsoever. And that's not how you go by with it. You know, they looked at Facebreaker. Oh, it's simple. It's like Mike Tyson's Punch Out or Punch Out if it's post Mike Tyson, you know. they only look at it from a faraway view. They're like, oh, Mike Tyson is simple, so let's make our game simple.
I'm a champ.
Yeah.
I'm a champ.
But
I got no fire.
Cope on my man. I got no fire. But anyway,
let's talk about Facebreaker, not Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
The
misconception is that is when they fall into the pit of doom of being simplistic to a point of having no skill whatsoever. Mike Tyson's Punch Out. You only punched, you know, and you just punched in that game, but.
But that's why they called it Punch Out.
Yeah, but
and not Bicycle Out.
But at the same time,
or Reed Out.
A little Mac would like follow the dude on the bicycle.
Yeah,
but at the same time, Little Mac had more depth than Facebreaker.
Oh God!
Wow.
It does. When I played Facebreaker, literally,
you vomited.
I puked all over the place. All over the place. I mean, all over the walls and floors and the ceilings.
What the fuck has happened to this podcast?
But here it is.
Brian's been laughing for 20 minutes now. It's stopped.
If I had to describe Facebreaker, I would call it an overpriced, over-elaborate, rock'em, sock'em robot toy. Where you just hit the buttons as fast as you can and hope it does something.
Man, this is just a demo.
Yeah, I know.
You can block and dodge.
Yeah, but did you try it?
Did you try dodging? Yeah.
Did you try dodging? Yeah.
That's what's awesome to me is they include a dodge mechanic, but they don't even give dodge its own button.
No, you
like you have to hold the punch button to dodge.
Yeah.
The look on your face says it all.
And sidestep doesn't do anything. Doesn't do anything at all. You can sidestep, and you still get punched by the dude. And I was playing another game where you're fighting people, and it's like superior in just sidestepping.
Just in terms of sidestepping.
They couldn't get that right. They couldn't get that right. Kind of
like Killer Wolverine couldn't even swallow liquid.
You know something? Sometimes the simple things are the most difficult things in certain situations.
Oh, thank but God, they're still doing Fight Night.
In this situation, Facebreaker, the simplistic level, they couldn't even get that right. You can be simplistic yet deep, but no, they're just like, let's screw them. How much is it going to be? A $60 full price game?
Yep.
Okay, well, judging by gameplay mechanics alone, I was actually thinking to myself, oh, this would make a good $5 Xbox Live game, or this would make a good $3 game from freaking Burger King. Piece of crap game.
Oh, man.
I mean, Burger King.
So what do you think of Facebreaker?
It's an abomination of intelligence.
Obomination.
Wow. God. Let's
don't
not go down
don't
that
Don't bring
path.
Your political views into this podcast, okay?
But
Yeah, Facebreaker.
Excellent.
Okay.
Yes.
Anyway,
what else are you playing?
And the other things I'm playing, I played Geometry Wars.
Dose.
Evolved Part. Duh. Duh. Yeah, it's duh. It's duh.
I don't even know what's going on anymore.
It's awesome. It's like if you took Skittles and the movie Tron and you mixed them up, that's how Geometry Wars is.
Dude, somebody needs to hit the reset button on this podcast.
Are you auditioning for like a stand-up comedian position?
I don't know, man. I'm just kind of wired.
Apparently, you were definitely wired for something.
Like it's Yoohoo. At Yoohoo.
It's at Yoohoo. That's it. But yeah, Geometry Wars Retro Evolved Part 2.
Can't get that Yoohoo monkey off his back.
It's freaking awesome, man.
Monkey in a diaper.
You know, I played Geometry Wars Galaxies for the Wii, and that game was kind of like Geometry Wars like 1.5. It had the same look, the same feel, but it had different modes.
And twice as expensive.
And twice? Yeah.
Wasn't it $40?
Yeah, okay.
Geometry Wars was 10.
Yeah. Okay.
So four times as expensive. But it's on the Wii!
It's quad expensive.
Wii!
But,
Wii!
But anyway,
Fuck that system.
But anyway, yeah, Geometry Wars Retro Evolved 2 is the true sequel to Geometry Wars, and it's all right. Actually, it's pretty damn good.
Let me ask you this. Have you played the DS version of Geometry Wars?
The DS version? No, I have not.
Okay.
Is it good?
I don't know.
Like how everybody leans in like this.
Everybody whispers. It's like a backroom deal.
I was thinking about making a purchase for my Vegas trip, but
because I heard that it's basically identical to the Wii version of Galaxies.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, then I will give it a shot, and I'll let you know. I'll give it a shot.
I feel like you're buying it from someone with a trench coat held open on the street corner.
Hey, look here.
You, what's that guy saying? Like, Ninja Gaiden?
I don't even remember. I remember him opening his like,
"Hey there, you like games?" But anyway, Retro Evolved 2, fantastic, super sweet.
This podcast jumped the rails
it's
about
awesome.
20 minutes ago.
Let's try to put it back on.
And lastly, because I only played like three games this whole week, but lastly, I played Soul Calibur 4, or what I like to call it, Soul Calibur More, as in, could I have more, please? Because it's awesome.
More?
What? It's my Oliver Twist impersonation.
Okay.
Old,
yeah. More? Yes, could I have some more?
So what do you think of Soul Calibur? Tell me how you really feel.
It's a masterpiece, to put it. To put it lightly, to be, you know, all completely modest
to
about
be humble,
it.
You know.
To be humble, it's, you know, just a masterpiece, you know. One of the best fighting games I've played in a while. Probably the best, well, I don't know if I should say best in terms of technical gameplay, but in terms of just fun, probably the funnest 3D fighter I've ever played.
Nice.
And
so better than the first one?
Oh, it blows away all of them. It's incredible. And a lot of its replay value stems from the character creation option, which, you know, they included that in part 3, but in 3 it was, you know, real simplistic, and you had to play a lot of the game in order to unlock
a lot of the bad part of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot bad, crappy part of the game, because Soul Calibur 3 was
what tried
crappy.
To function as a strategy game, which was just...
Terrible?
Well, that's one word for it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... Yeah, exactly.
You know what fighting fans would love in their game? Sid Meier's Civilization in a fighting game.
A terrible version of Sid Meier's Civilization
Sid
in a fighting game.
Sid Meier's presents.
Because I guarantee
Calibur.
All kinds of fighting fans are just sitting around going, you know what, we want a strategy game in our fighting game.
Right.
Anyway, but, that's the past. We're talking about the future. And the future is?
And the future is Soul Calibur 4. When you go into the character creation mode, you could do one of two things. You can go
create
and you can select one of the already established characters and create a new like outfit for them. So you know how the game basically defaults to having two costumes for each character. Well, you can actually make the third or fourth or fifth costume for any of those any particular character in the whole game. So that in itself offers a lot of replay value in terms of customization.
So could you make like Darth Vader wear a dress?
You can't customize the Star Wars.
That is the only limited factor is when it comes to the Star Wars property. No customization.
Segue into the Star Wars property. What do you think of the Star Wars characters that are involved? Of course, I don't think you played the PS3 version, so you haven't had a chance to play with Vader. So.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to play with Vader.
Yeah,
Vader.
He will be downloadable content in the future.
Perhaps.
Hence the only empty spot on the character select screen right next to Yoda and the Apprentice.
Yeah.
Right. He is. It's confirmed.
But
probably be like 1,200 points or something stupid. But
he's on the disc.
Probably a code then eventually.
Oh, no, he's on the disc, so when you pay the $10, it'll just unlock what's already on the disc.
Thanks, Namco. Thanks for giving us something.
Maybe it'll be free.
And then
maybe it'll be free.
If it's
they
free,
haven't said shit, so.
Would be super sweet, but I still think, and you know what, it doesn't matter what we sit here and bitch about. As soon as it goes up and it's 800 points, every single person in this room will buy it.
Yeah.
No questions.
I know. The thing is, and I will.
So you can have them both in one game.
And you've played the PS3 version too, right?
Yeah.
Have you tried it yet?
Yeah.
I think Vader's very balanced.
Vader is very good. He's a very good character. But you know what? I don't agree with your Yoda assessment.
Oh, blow me. Anyway, we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, we'll get
Yoda's an interesting character. He's...
because you don't know how to play.
He,
Snap.
He brings a novelty
sounds
to
like
the...
a challenge to me.
Bring it.
Well, tonight.
He brings a novelty toward the game, sort of like Voldo or...
Don't compare him to that.
I do, because Voldo sucks, too.
Or
dude, Voldo doesn't suck.
See?
Oh.
He does not know how to play.
No. Okay,
actually,
I Voldo play is, good character.
Voldo has actually been improved for 4.
Oh, I've played with him.
Yeah.
I bet you have.
Wow.
Moving
really,
on.
Really, the Voldo sex joke?
What did I think
what
about?
What other joke did
anyway.
You make about him?
Yeah, that's true.
Star Wars characters.
The Apprentice.
The Apprentice
is awesome.
Badass.
He's awesome. But
he's like a bird.
It's cheap.
Wow.
Really?
Nice. I haven't heard that one busted out in a long time. I think the last time I heard that busted out was in reference to Guile in Street Fighter 2.
No, I thought you were going to say third grade.
Well, it's about the same time frame.
Like 1947. Oh.
Yeah, they didn't have video games when Brian was in third grade.
And people wonder why I don't come to the podcast every single week.
Anyway. Back at my
Star
day.
Wars characters.
Yeah,
because some
is
weeks
badass.
He just doesn't have the energy.
Yeah, I like the Apprentice. I like Yoda, even though I don't use Yoda that often because Yoda's kind of he's all right, you know.
He's all right.
He's interesting. He's an interesting character because he's Yoda. It's pretty cool. I like how he fights. Reminds me of Star Wars Episode 2 where he fights Count Dooku.
Yeah, if you slowed it down.
Oh, well, you know, if he was, if it
this
was,
is so awesome
if he was any, if his speed was any more,
Manny-mo?
Any more hastily, then he would break the game, and he would be considered the god of Soul Calibur.
He's already considered banned from professional competition because you can't grapple him,
right?
So.
Yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, I've created a lot of characters.
Only good thing Yoda's good for is taking on Lizard Man in his hunch position.
Lizard Man.
Yeah.
T-Rex.
Sorry.
Yeah. I don't like Lizard Man.
Sometimes
fuck
I just
Lizard
find
Man.
The need
that's
to.
What I say. I hate Lizard Man.
Sometimes I just feel the need to yell out names in the Soul Calibur announcer's voice.
That's the most awesome one that he
like
yells.
I do it when I walk through the mall. Walk up to random people and go, Mitsurugi!
And you know something?
I know a lot of things.
I play this game online quite a bit, and I get my butt handed to me quite a bit. But you know something? I love it. I love showing off my characters to
Random strangers.
Random strangers, and have them, like, laugh at it and be like, oh, that's funny, huh? And, yeah.
Oh, God, I'm afraid of your characters.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the characters that I made was, I attempted to make it. I mean, he doesn't look like he does in the comic book, like, because, you know, you can't have the giant S symbol, you know. I attempted Superman. And,
oh, God.
I attempted Superman as Soul Calibur, so Superman, you know, he fights like Cervantes. He's got two swords. And,
as he does often.
Yeah. And, you know, Cervantes, one of his attacks is he actually flies across the stage. So, I mean, that kind of made sense to me. So,
Cervantes!
Except he has lightning coming out of his ass.
Yeah.
Superman, I don't think ever did that.
Well, yeah.
He probably could if he wanted to.
Probably.
Maybe if he ate jalapeno peppers or something.
Yeah, jalapeno peppers. But yeah, yeah, I made Superman, and I remember I was online, and I'm always, like, quiet, you know, with my headset on, just waiting for someone's reaction to a character, and this little kid was like, oh, my God, you made Superman? Oh, my God, Superman sucks. Oh,
I think I played with that kid.
I think we all played with that kid.
Yeah, but man, I'll tell you the most disturbing character that I've seen from another player. I was playing with you know, how it's divided into rooms, and you could have like four players to a room. Well, we were in a three player room, and this guy, it was this dude, and then this little kid. I swear the little kid sounded like the chocolate milk kid. I swear he sounded like
he
might have been the chocolate milk kid, but this other dude who was playing with us, he's like, cover your eyes, kiddies. It's time to bring out Mr. Beautiful. And I'm like, Mr. Beautiful? I'm almost afraid. So he picks this guy. It's this gigantic, muscle-bound dude wearing nothing but pink underwear and a giant pink afro and a big dark mustache on his face. And if that was not bad enough, his style was the umbrella style. So when you would see his profile, he was in a feminine pose.
With an umbrella over his shoulder?
Umbrella over his shoulder. I could not stop laughing for probably about 2 or 3 minutes. And the guy was like, look at him, his name is Mr. Beautiful. And I'm like, oh my God. And I was just laughing, cracking up. But yeah, that was pretty disturbing. But yeah, I've seen some Gokus, I've seen some Dragon Ball characters. One person I played with on the internet, who he's on my friends list now. He probably did about half the cast of Dragon Ball Z in Soul Calibur. So that was pretty neat seeing his interpretations of Dragon Ball Z characters. And I've seen the Joker and a lot of made up characters. Some of them cool. Some of them Not so cool. And it's just fun. And me and I think he goes by the name of Goku 90-91 or something. But
is that my name on the podcast?
We were talking about how anymore we just pick our characters that we create anymore, because we've created so many characters. I think I've created like 13 characters, and he's created like something like 20 characters, and we were just selecting our creations, you know, and just fighting those. And that's a lot of replay value. And I'm like looking at comic books and movies and stuff. I'm like, oh, I wonder what kind of character I can create. And you know, it just opens up a whole new world, man. I mean, just that feature alone will add so much replayability to the game. But yeah, that's my fondling for this week.
Right. So I imagine this week it's going to be more Soul Calibur.
Yeah, more Soul Calibur, definitely. And I'm also looking forward to the Xbox Live downloadable game, Braid.
Yeah, Braid looks good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
So then we move on to the Wombat, who did not play Soul Calibur.
Who did
the only one
not
in the room that
play
did
Soul
not
Calibur.
Play Soul Calibur.
I haven't got it yet.
Everybody looking at you like, what kind of person are you?
I'm a terrible person.
You can borrow the PS3 version if you want. It's just sitting there.
Yeah, I might do that. Okay. I might swing by and grab it today.
Somebody's going to buy it off me, but they said they can't buy it off me until the next paycheck. So.
All right.
personal podcast.
So anyway,
I'm trying to get him involved in this.
Trying to get him involved in the Caliburness.
So what I did play instead of the Soul Caliburness, I did play the first Soul Calibur on Xbox Live Arcade.
Nobody wants to hear about that now. This is old. And,
well, it's a funny story because I'm going to name check him so he'd be happy. Odeon sent me a message saying, hey, play one round of Soul Calibur 4 with me. And I'm like, I don't have it yet. I'd play with you, but I don't have it yet. And he's like, dude, it says you're playing it right now. I'm like, no, it says that I'm playing the original Soul Calibur on the Xbox Live Arcade. And then I never heard anything else from him. So I don't know if he, like, curled up in a corner in his shame.
Are you trying to get what? Your own top spot at the shit list?
No, I'm just mentioning a story that happened in real life.
Okay, just checking.
He curled himself up in a corner and wept.
Maybe he was trying his ninja skills on you this time.
Maybe.
Because you did the whole ninja, I logged on, checked my messages, and logged back off ninja skills. And
I did.
Maybe he's like, hey, play me in Soul Calibur. I don't have it.
He was gone. He was gone in a shower of lotus leaves.
Indeed.
Lotus petals.
You're not a ninja. Fake.
Noob throwing lotus leaves. What a noob. You're going to get pyonked. So I played also the two human demos for more. I played on a... Don't shake your head, bitch. I played...
two human demo. This, like, makes, like, what, week three, week
yeah,
four?
Yeah, week three.
Man, you just can't get enough of that demo.
I can't get enough of that demo.
Man.
When the game comes out, he's not even going to play it.
Oh, no, I'm going to play the shit out of it. You better believe that. My wife will be on vacation out of town that week, so I'll be bored by myself at the house.
It's
so.
A good thing that Two Worlds 2 isn't coming out until October.
Yeah, I know. If Two Worlds 2 came out and Two Human at the same time, I'd be...
You'd be too crazy.
I would be. I'd be cramped up in mediocre gaming heaven.
But it's not Two Worlds 2. It's Two Worlds Epic Edition.
I thought it was Two Worlds Temptation or something.
That's
like
that's the expansion. Temptation. It's like an expansion or something.
Gotcha.
But there's an Epic Edition... They should call it Epic Fail Edition.
It is epic. So what else did I play? I played... did I play anything on the PlayStation? I don't know that I played anything on the PlayStation 3 this week, which is odd. I don't think I did, because I don't think... Wow, nice. Because I didn't play Warhawk this week. For once, because I was too busy playing Civilization Revolution on... man, I just butchered the pronunciation of that. How about we go this way? Civ Rev. On the 360. I played a lot of that, and that game's awesome. There's no better way to kill a whole bunch of time than to play Civ.
Are you playing pocket pool?
What is going on to the left of me? Is there a hamster in your pocket?
I gotta do my drugs.
So I played a lot of that. I beat it with two different civilizations. I'm going to try a different one here soon. As soon as I finish the other game that I've been playing this week, and that's I finally, a year later, started playing Bioshock again. So I could finally finish it, so people can stop calling me a noob for not having finished Bioshock.
You're linked to the past.
Even I finished Bioshock.
I know. That gives me more shame than anything you can understand.
You're linked to the past with this game.
I know. So I'm playing through that, and it's just as awesome as I remember. It makes me wonder why I never beat it in the first place.
I don't know why you never beat it.
Too much stuff out at the same time. I think that pretty much wraps it up.
Noise.
I played a ton of Civ Rev and a ton of Bioshock, so that pretty much ate up all of my gaming time this week.
So what are you playing this week?
MLB Power Pros, which 2K was nice enough to send me in the mail, so I'm going to give that a ring.
For the Wii or PS3? Or
for the Wii.
Sure.
For the Wii.
Nice.
What?
Nothing. I mean,
did you play last year's?
Yes. Very limited amounts of last year's.
Let me know if there's any significant changes. I'm thinking about picking it up.
Did you listen to the podcast last week?
No.
Shame.
I would throw this on the ground if I didn't think it was gross. There's two career modes now. There's success mode from last year, where you start in the minors and you have to work your way to the majors.
Right.
And then there's MLB, the life mode, where you either take an existing MLB player or you create your own person or you bring your person in from success mode. And you have to, like, do everything that the MLB player would do in their real life besides play baseball. Like, you play baseball, too, but you have to, like, you'll come up with hobbies. You can go on dates. Like, you, if you're packing, if you're going on a road trip, you have to pack all your stuff.
Can you take up knitting?
You can, probably. I don't know.
Okay.
But, so basically, the life mode's kind of brings some stuff that success mode had last year.
And then expands on
it. Right, right.
Nice. Then.
So.
I might have to pick up the PS2 version because it's
only
$20.
Yeah. So, and the Wii controls apparently haven't really been expanded all that much from last year. So, so I'm going to play that. Apparently, I'm going to swing by Brian's house and get Soul Calibur and play Soul Calibur. And
Two Human demo?
Probably.
Again?
Probably. Hey, it's good, man.
You got to play through it for the, like, the 20th time?
Yeah. It'll be the... How many times have I played through it now? 7 or 8, I think. It's a good game. I keep finding different loot every time.
Hmm. The loot monster.
Found, that I think my favorite class is the Defender, followed by the Berserker. Defender's cool because, you know, the big trolls with the hammer as the arm?
Yeah.
You can just straight walk up to them and start swinging away. And they can't, defenders can't be knocked down ever by anything. So, by bombs or hammers or anything. So, it's pretty cool. Don't laugh.
See, I was going to make an Xbox Live arcade defender reference.
Oh,
he rips on me every time I talk about it. So.
I've been holding all my jokes about Two Human back. I figured I'd spare you this week.
Nice.
So
anyways.
We'll move on to the boogeyman and what he's been fondling this week.
Lots. I, too. As GamusCon, we shared a lot of similarities this past week. Geometry Wars.
Yeah.
It's like randomly shaped candy. It's you just can't stop eating it. It's freaking awesome.
I do love that candy.
It is so addicting. If anybody who played the original Geometry Wars just said, "Oh, this is pretty fun," and pretty much thought about that, and that was about it. You might want to pick up Evolve. There's a lot more to it. I mean, you got 6 gameplay modes now. There's a lot more strategy. The coolest addition, I think, is the whole geomes collecting. Basically, if you've never played it, basically you shoot a ship, and it breaks in these little geomes. You got to collect the geomes, and every geome you collect, you get a bonus, adds to your bonus multiplier. So it adds a strategy of not only trying to evade the ship so you're not getting killed, but trying to go after the ships after they blow up to collect the geomes to amp up your bonus multiplier. 6 different modes, like I said, you know, it starts off from everything from a 3-minute time limit with unlimited ships and a limited amount of bombs trying to get a high score. You got the king mode where you got to you can't fire outside these rings, but once you're inside a ring, you can fire, and then the rings deplete, so you have to move to another ring and if you want to keep firing at the ships. There's one which I don't like, which now I forgot what the hell it's called.
Pacifism.
Thank you. Pacifism. It's a cool mode. I just really, really suck at it. Basically, you're just trying to go through these
rods.
Looks like piercing gauges, yeah. And you got to go through those, and you got to wait till these ships who are chasing you come at you. So, and once you go through it, the rod explodes and it blows up everything around it. And then there's what the hell is that last mode called?
I don't even know what it's called, but you just basically have like 20 levels.
Sequence mode, that's what
sequence
it is.
Sequence mode, yeah.
You have like, well, how many modes do you
think? It's like 20 levels or something like that.
And so you're going through that, and each one gets progressively harder. So
you get 3 lives.
You get 3 lives. But and of course, it's when you get so many points, you get extra
You get an extra
bombs
life,
and
then you're timed as well. And if the timer runs out, you lose a life too. So you have to beat the level in a certain amount of time,
right.
Or you die. If you die, you move on to the next level.
If you die, you move on to the next level, so you don't even get a chance to complete that level. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
pretty awesome. I mean, just a lot. I mean, for 800 points, you know, there's a lot of stuff in that game. It's just, and the thing is, you'll always want to go back to each different mode because they all play differently.
And I love how it keeps track of, like, the leaderboards.
Yeah.
Like, it shows in the top right corner the next person that you haven't beat.
Yeah. Nice.
And then it'll just keep track of that. And then in each game mode, like, there's the six modes. In each box, it shows you the leaderboard of the top people next to you.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So you can see, it keeps you going and keeps you
right.
playing.
And the cool thing is the leaderboard is your actual accumulative score.
Yeah.
The score, like, when you're, like, who's playing Geometry Wars 2.
Yeah.
It's the accumulative score of what you've actually done. So if you sit there and you just play the heck out of, you know, any mode that you can get millions of points in, you can, like, kind of jump up and score on that. Because it's not your high scores of the totals. I guess it's your total as you keep playing the game. You add more points to it. Because I was adding up the totals of my top scores and the one it said I had, and it's way off. So... I don't think it's a high score total. I think it's total point accumulation. I believe. No, I mean, I could.
I don't know because every time I looked at it, mine were always the same.
Really?
Even after I played the mode, so because there's an achievement for getting 1 million points in each of the six modes, and I'm only missing it in like two of the modes now. I can't get it in King of the Hill for some reason, and I can't get it in Pacifism. I think is the other one that I couldn't get it in.
Highest bonus multiplier I got was like a little over 1,000.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That was but blast playing that game. Soul Calibur 4, yes. I was like, what the
hell is
that?
What's that game called?
I don't remember what it's called.
And unlike Gambus, I think it's fucking awful. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Don't let the interwebs explode.
Oh,
don't let the interwebs explode. Please rewind it. No. Soul Calibur 4, my opinion, the equivalent to Street Fighter Alpha 3 to 3D games. Is the best 3D fighter I've ever played.
Man, that's saying something.
And Soul Calibur 3 was so broken in many ways. Soul Calibur 2 was fantastic.
Yeah, Soul Calibur 2 was good.
Tekken series is the Tekken series, and
we're not talking about.
Yeah, we'll leave that alone. So, but I'm just trying to compare it to other 3D fighters.
Virtual Fighter 5 was good.
Virtual Fighter 5 is good, but it's not as fun.
It's not as accessible.
Yeah.
You have to really be into Virtua Fighter to get into it.
I mean, Virtua Fighter is easily the best strategy fighter out there.
Yeah.
But if you just want the good old pick up and play, I want to kick my friend's ass on Xbox Live game, doesn't get much better than Soul Calibur 4. I totally disagree with Zero as far as Yoda goes. I think Yoda's extremely broken. If anything, for the fact that his combos don't quite link together correctly, so you're always having this like little pause.
Because you don't do them right.
Moves. You don't do them right. Shut
up. Mine linked together, so apparently I am doing them right.
You're wrong.
You haven't learned how to use his force. See, the thing is, you haven't learned how to use his force power. His force power is an air cancel. So if you go up in the air and you start doing a combo, you can air cancel out of it and start another combo.
Well, you just have to show me on Xbox Live because I'm.
We'll show you. I'll show you.
I'll have to be like Chris Benoit
and
prove you wrong, except I won't kill my wife and son.
Too soon?
No, not at all. Anyway. I think the Apprentice is a kick-ass character. It makes me excited to play Force Unleashed when it comes out.
Well, yeah.
He's a cheap-ass bastard.
If you play against him in arcade mode,
he's the only fucking guy in the goddamn that has fucking projectiles.
Yeah. But he can't use them the whole match, though.
It doesn't matter. Can't use them at all in any other character, so it's kind of
But
ridiculous.
He always knows the opportune time to use
yeah,
them.
Yeah, that's...
He's a badass when you play against him.
When does Force Unleashed come out? When they push
September.
It back to
September.
September?
September?
Yeah, I think it's street dated too. So it's like September 9th or something
nice.
Like that. So, Vader, very balanced character. Out of all three Star Wars characters, I think he's the most Soul Calibur-esque type character.
Yeah, I mean, he's good. I like Vader.
He feels like a Soul Calibur. More than any of the others, he feels like he would belong in the Soul Calibur universe, even though the story's retarded. How they kind of incorporated Star Wars into the...
Well, yeah, that's a whole nother ballgame.
Yeah. But I am excited, and I did get both versions to play. Other than the load times, when you install Soul
Calibur...
Yeah,
when you install it.
And the thing is, load times aren't really all that bad on the 360 anyway. And the thing is, I'm not a load time whiny boy either.
Well, I heard that the load times on the PS3 seem a little longer if you don't install it.
Yeah.
They do feel longer, which means you do have to install it.
All right.
And the PS3 version doesn't support trophies.
Right.
The PS3 version doesn't support Rumble. You know, those are... The trophies, I give you that. It wasn't implemented when the game was made. Rumble, seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously?
How about voice chat?
I didn't play online on the PS3, so no. I don't know.
And that's that.
It doesn't say it on the box, though, which makes me nervous.
Well, the thing is, when I originally got Soul Calibur, nobody else had it, so I didn't know. There wasn't anybody to play online with, and I only played the PS3 version that first day, just to see what Vader was like, because I didn't like Yoda. Still don't like Yoda, but, yeah. Maybe I'm, yeah. But, you know,
fine.
Hey, you know what? I don't like, you know, Dalsim either, but there's people out there who are good with him, so.
I just don't agree that he's broken. You just don't know how to use him.
Yeah. He just doesn't feel like a Soul Calibur character. You don't play with him like you do the other ones. At least with the other ones, you can kind of pick up, play, and learn on your own without having to worry about going to the set list. Yoda, you're telling me you got to do all this weird air-canceling shit just to get him to perform moves that should be traditional. I mean, I know that they had to do something like that because of his height difference and stuff like that. But
he's got a height deficiency.
Yeah, that, I mean,
I'm small, yes.
To me, I mean, I obviously haven't played the game yet, but just going by what other people have said, it seems like if you have a character in a game that you can't grapple, he's automatically at least somewhat broken.
The not being able to grapple him thing is an issue, and the fact that he is smaller makes him...
So you can't really horizontally slash him,
some people
can you?
Can. Some gotcha. People can, depending on the character. But right. Some people can actually hit him. But the thing is, in order for Yoda to attack, 9 times out of 10, he's got to jump.
Gotcha.
So you're going to be able to hit him. I mean, I played against Killer Wolverine with Yoda versus the Apprentice. Even though he couldn't grapple he couldn't grapple me, he couldn't horizontal slash me, it was still a close fight all the way to the end. Because every time I would have to jump to attack, he could hit me.
Right.
So, you know, it's just a matter of learning how to play as him and against him. So.
But yeah, I mean, the whole Street Fighter Alpha 3 comparison comes in the fact that, like Gamba said earlier, the game is, there's so much to do in it. I mean, you got a plethora of modes to choose from. Everything from your basic arcade. I wish the story mode was longer than 5 fights.
No, you don't, because if you want to go through it with all 35 characters, you'll be happy it's only 5 levels.
Yeah, but the arcade mode's only 8, and it doesn't seem all that long. It's only, what, 15 minutes?
No, because you spend 15 minutes fighting the Apprentice.
That was only 3. It was only 3 minutes of my 15 minutes.
It depends on who you fight him as. Yeah, you might sit there for, like, ever fighting him. You should play it on hard if you're complaining about the story mode's length. Keep playing the same match over and over again, getting your ass whipped.
but my favorite mode easily is the tower mode.
Tower of Souls is cool because it's just like the Soul Calibur 2, where each match had its own. You had to do it a certain way.
Right, it's like mission mode in the first one.
But it also has hidden chests. So if you do something in the match, and it'll give you like a little hint.
Yeah.
It'll say like, you know, extend your sword this way, but it won't tell you exactly how to do it. If you unlock that chest, it usually unlocks like items for the create a character and stuff like that. And there's like 2 or 3 chests per floor. So
yep. And it could be as something as simple as getting a ring out.
Yeah, or throwing a character.
Or grappling and throwing
a
character.
Or tagging in and out, which it does have tag battles now.
Yeah.
So. Kind of like a tag battle.
Yeah, and that works really well.
Yeah.
I like the fact that even though your tagged out character regenerates in health, it's not ridiculous to where you can like sit there and play.
But you also have to earn your tags.
Right.
You start off with 3 tags, and then if you spam all 3 of them right at the beginning, you got to wait till you build your tag meter back up. So it's balanced really well.
Yeah, I mean, they got pretty much everything you would want in a fighter in this game. I mean, you got a ton of characters, you got online options, you got a decent story mode with endings, even though the endings are kind of crappy.
The endings are kind of meh.
But, you know, you got the lengthy single-player tower mode. You know, create a character, which is actually pretty decent.
Online.
It's
the best $60 I've spent probably this year next to Metal Gear.
I actually got to review that tonight or my next day off, but one of the 2 days. But yeah, it's going to get in the A range. I don't know where it's going to sit in the A range.
I'm in the nines on our side. I'm in the nines. So, I mean, I don't know where low to mid right now, and I mean, it's so worth the money.
Yeah. Something else I was playing before I get to the biggie. Trying to remember what the hell it was. Well, obviously, I keep playing the show online, of course, on PS3 or not online, but offline. But all right, can't come to me with the hell else I was playing, so I'll go to the biggie.
You just talked about Soul Calibur, so no.
No, snap. Such a Madden hater.
I can't
segue into Madden.
Hate
so.
It. even though I have to play it.
I did receive Madden 09 to review on Tuesday, this past Tuesday. So far, so freaking awesome. They have done a lot to this year's version. Everything from, as much as you're playing the demo, so you can't tell me, just because you played a little demo that
I can tell you how it plays, which is the most important thing to me. And you know what? It still plays like Madden, and it still pisses me off.
Anyway, they had a lot of new animations, a lot of new, blocking and gameplay physics and stuff like that in the game. It's actually pretty cool. The couple of the biggest improvements they've done over the last couple of years is the commentary, obviously. Something that's been sorely missed in the Madden series for quite a while.
Through the radio announcer game?
Yeah, oh god, that radio announcer was terrible.
That's all he did.
As much as I hate Chris Collinsworth and I think he's an idiot.
That's mean.
Yeah, it is. the incorporation of that, not only
what
for,
if Chris Collinsworth's listening to this podcast?
Chris,
how do you think that makes him feel?
As much money as he makes if he's listening to this, then he can give me some money.
Not if you said you hated him and he was
why
stupid.
Would I give you
pay
money?
Me off and talk to him better about him better.
Anyway, right,
what's he gonna do, pull a Griffey Jeff Brantley thing on me?
Oh snap.
Oh man.
So, F you, through slash. Anyways, anyway. Nobody outside of Cincinnati knows what we're talking about. So.
Anyway, commentary not just for, in-game information, stuff like that, which actually finally have overlays, something they've been missing over the years. So, like, if your running back's doing well, they'll show you what his percentage is and stuff like that. I mean, this
kind of like ESPN 2K5 did 5 years ago?
Oh, I mean, that's the thing. It's like they finally, 5 years later... No, whatever.
Five years later, it's 2008. Yeah. That was in 2005.
Yeah.
Actually, it was 2004.
Yeah.
So it was four years.
Well, same deal.
Almost 5 years.
4 years.
Almost anyway, 5 years.
That's not 5 years.
They should have had it right 4 ago, so it doesn't matter.
There.
They finally fixed a lot of issues that they've had as far as presentation is concerned.
So they finally got presentation up to the standards of ESPN 2K5.
Well, they still don't
Way
have,
to go.
They still don't have, like... sideline people or real faces or anything.
Wow, that was in the ESPN 2K5, which was 1999.
Anyway.
4 years ago.
Oh, classic.
Anyway, they do have a really neat feature with Chris Collinsworth. Basically, like, say, if you throw an interception, they call it the EA backtrack, and they'll kind of go back in time and show you what you did.
Take it back in time.
Well, no shaky Michael J. Fox to go with this.
Oh.
So. They'll show you what you did, and then they'll show you what you should have done kind of thing. They'll kind of like highlight the players and stuff. It's pretty neat. I agree with every other review you've seen so far, at least preview. The Tron virtual trainer thing is kind of blah.
That's in the demo, just so you know.
It's kind of blah.
Stupid.
And the problem with that is you don't have enough defenders or receivers. It's just kind of like it's about as basic as you can possibly get.
Well, you know what's awesome about that training simulation is I took it. And it told me I was an all Madden pass defender.
Yeah.
The dude caught the ball every time. How am I an all Madden pass defender if they catch the ball every time and score a touchdown on a couple of them? How? How am I all Madden?
I don't know.
How? How, damn it, how?
I can't tell you I didn't play the demo, so I don't know what's wrong with the demo. Anyway. But what is nice, best feature I personally think in the game is the Madden IQ itself. Basically what that is, it's a difficulty setter for you, tailored to you. Kind of like what he interluded there too, but it's actually not broken in the final version of the game. Basically, you'll start off with your little virtual trainer, you'll do some plays, and based off on your performance on those plays, they set your Madden IQ to your skill level. And what's great is, like, throughout each game that you play, that will increase or decrease depending on how well you play or if you kick the shit out of somebody or you get the shit kicked out of you. So it'll range up and down. Like, for instance, I haven't played Madden, at least religiously, for a long time. And so my first time in, my IQ was at, like, 480 or something. It was, like, really low because I'm sucking at everything I was doing in the trainer. But I played a few games in now, and I'm up to 530 now because it's increased, and the AI has gotten the better, and it's kind of tailored towards me. So, graphically, it's a big step over last year's.
I will give it that. Yeah. It's a lot better looking than it was last year.
It's very pretty. Yes, it doesn't have faces, but it's still very pretty. The
that was in 2K5.
But no, so early
for
reviews
$20.
So far, though. I mean, I saw EGM's review, and they gave it, I think,
a
B+ and 2 A-minuses or something like that. I believe my review will probably fall. Minus I don't find any bugs in the next 2 weeks by the time I have to review it, but or a week and a half or whatever it is. But no, so far so good. So if you're looking forward to Madden,
so what?
And you're not like Zero over here and who keeps holding on to the past and won't let it go and keeps holding on to a company that's out of business, then
still made a better game.
It's one man's opinion.
It's a lot of man's opinions.
That's fucking interception. Happy little game. Fuck that.
Don't be mad because you throw into double coverage.
Shut it.
Fight.
Battle one.
Round
screw
one.
You. Looking forward to, obviously, playing some more Madden. Some more Soul Calibur maybe tonight if Zero gets up the courage to take
snap.
I will whoop you in that game like I've whooped you in every other game since the beginning of time.
if you have the
as far as purchases go, there's really nothing coming out. But I did purchase Dark Sector for $20. Actually, it's for $18.18
awesome.
After tax with my discount. So kind of looking forward to actually popping that one in too, which could be another action adventure game that I won't complete.
Probably not.
Probably
finish any game, do you? Took you like 6 years to finish Bioshock.
Dude, I still haven't finished Bioshock. Shut your mouth.
I know. You should be shamed.
So I guess we should move on to the silent assassin over here.
Who hasn't said a word since the introduction.
We belched.
That's true.
Several times.
What's going on?
Oh, I too played the Facebreaker demo, and the best part of that was beating up on Kim Kardashian.
Who's Kim Kardashian?
Some slut.
Yeah, I kicked the crap out of Peter Moore, which
you kicked
fun.
The crap out of Peter Moore?
Yeah.
I couldn't find him in the demo.
You got to do the practice. Yeah, like training mode or whatever it is, practice mode.
No, you can play it. You just got to go to the made characters. Huh. And I'm going to beat him up next for making a horrible game and thinking people would like this.
Well, he didn't like it.
I don't fucking care. He's part of it.
Yeah, I forgot to mention.
Oh, yeah, I got a tattoo of Facebreaker.
It's got my face on it.
I did play Madden demo. It is Madden. But pretty.
It is pretty. But it's still Madden.
That training mode, I don't know. Is that IQ mode or whatever you call it, I don't know.
I thought I was like you. I was like, well, playing it, and I'm like, does this ever end?
Yeah, I played.
When does it end?
The first test was the.
We don't have to do it either. But I'm just saying, if you don't want to select a default difficulty setting, it's nice to actually have that option where the computer plays to what.
Yeah, but it would be good if it was a little more intuitive.
Yeah, it didn't tell you. You keep going. Like when I first played it, I think it was the rush offense. You know, running game established. It kept going.
Well,
I never
it keeps
failed
going
the
because
challenge.
You,
I know because right. It keeps going because there's different levels. But
well,
it didn't
yeah.
tell you how many levels there are.
Well, it goes until you hit all Madden or whatever it is.
Yeah, but you don't know that until it actually
it
stops.
It doesn't say that on the screen though. You just like it's like run this play, yeah. run this play,
and it keeps
run
track
yeah,
in the top.
Actually, and back to that. Actually, that's my only gripe about the virtual trainer is the rush offense because it's like Shenmue. So they'll say A and B and right stick yeah. and stuff like that. They don't do that in the actual game, so why would they do that in a rush offensive training, quote-unquote? So,
why does everything always have to come back to Shenmue?
Because it's the greatest game.
Hold on. This coming from the guy that told me I just needed to let go of the past. Because they're not making a Shenmue 3 either, buddy.
Yeah, they confirmed that. So
no, they didn't confirm.
Yes, they did.
No.
You read the news that I do every work,
nobody
yeah, okay.
reads your
right,
news segment. It's useless.
Yes, there are you. So that's
Yu Suzuki is too busy making.
You
know,
Yu
the
Suzuki
Yakuza
could come
games.
Up to me personally, look at me in the dead in the eyes, and go, "I'm not making another Shenmue." And I go, "No."
Then don't tell me to stop hanging on to the better football game. You go sell your hot dogs. And you traded your train in Tron. Okay.
Hey, if you want to play the next Shenmue game.
Don't even tell me, Yakuza, I'm going to kick you right in the face. That game sucks.
Pick up. Yakuza!
Oh my god, it's a giant foot in your face.
It's giving you straight chin music. Anyway.
So go ahead.
But no, I do agree that the rush offense is stupid because they don't show you the icons.
I do agree that rush is offensive.
Shut up.
Okay.
Goddamn Katie Lee.
Katie Lee!
Yeah, I totally don't even know where I was going.
We were talking about the virtual trainer, and you didn't like it. So there you go.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I said it was weird. I think that was it. But
the other parts of the other parts of the trainer actually work quite well.
Yeah, that's the other parts I suck at. So I don't know. I probably won't buy it. No. I'll get
You should play it and suck just like your Panthers.
Wait,
you're a 49ers fan. Back off. Come on now.
What was your record last year? Let's compare.
How many Super Bowl trophies you guys have?
Back to that again.
But see, there is still an established
Total legacy, man. It's not. I'm not like half of the people who probably listen to the podcast.
They're an expansion team. My team is an expansion team that is making their name.
They need to expand to better colors, too.
Yeah, it's not the 90s anymore. You can't really get away with turquoise,
blue, and
black.
You're right, it's not the 90s anymore. The 49ers haven't been to the playoffs. Oh, snap.
Oh, yeah, the Raiders are so much better.
Raiders have been to the Super Bowl this decade.
Even the Devil Rays and the Diamondbacks.
So is the Panthers. Fuck you.
You know,
and your fucking Niners, and your red and gold, and your
the Devil Rays
coach wearing
the
a motherfucking suit and a motherfucking
home. Color.
Motherfucker. Fuck.
You round up now. Yeah, what's up?
That's all we needed to get him talking, with somebody to get him warmed up.
Yeah.
So what else you playing? I know you played some Soul Calibur.
Yeah, I played a little bit of Soul Calibur.
Calm
breathe
down.
Breathe in, breathe
There's
out.
Plenty of walls around you. We don't need any holes.
Take in the oxygen. Oxygen is good.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're already short on functioning headsets. Please.
Oxygen,
don't break another one, please.
Is your friend.
It's just your laugh.
I nobody can hear you.
For those of you who can't hear him, he just said, "It's just your laugh."
Thank you. He's subtitling for us. Come back to us.
Come back
to us, newsman.
Come back to the light.
All right, so let's talk about Soul Calibur that you played. What'd you think of it? Awesome.
Yeah. I liked it. For what I played.
It's okay.
Okay. Yeah, I liked it. I did. I just played it with you. Just got to fucking start laughing.
He's like Eddie Murphy.
I knew. I knew if I made the laugh sound, it would make you start laughing again.
Ruining the podcast flow.
I know. I
can't. The podcast flow was ruined the first 30 seconds.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, thanks to me.
Podcast flow was ruined when Justin choked on his sweet tea.
Oh, man.
All right. Get a drink.
All right.
Loosen up.
Let's restart.
So I didn't really play too much. I played through the arcade mode, I guess, is what I played through. And then I played him. You.
You're pointing at me.
Yeah, you. And I won like 4 times out of 20.
Nice.
Probably
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And that's what's nice about Soul Calibur is it's not like it doesn't have to be a technical fighter.
No.
You know what's funny? Is in all the years and all the fighting games that you and I have played, I don't think we've ever played Soul Calibur against each other.
There's never been online.
Right.
So we've never played it.
Right.
Now we can.
There you go.
If you would buy it.
I know.
Yeah. So. All you guys need to face me if you dare.
Oh, I dare.
Against his
Mr.
Beautiful.
Velvet shirt.
Against his Mr. Beautiful. Lovely. No.
I do suck at that game, but I do find I'm a button masher.
Nice.
So I won't learn the combos properly, so.
But I did teach you how to guard impact.
You did. And I use it, you know, on Fluke still, even though I know how
Most
to do it
Most of the time
now.
When I pull it off, it's Fluke.
Is it easier or harder now than it was in the first one?
It's not. I mean, it's not like. You know how Dead or Alive is so lenient?
Yeah.
Like you can hold back and tap it?
Right.
In this one, if you do that, they do that motion.
Right.
And it'll leave you open. So you got to get the timing down. Once you get the timing down, it's not impossible.
It's
but
just
it's,
tough.
It is.
That's about
it's
the
more
it,
challenging.
It's about where it should be.
The critical catchphrases are hilarious.
Critical finishes? Critical finishes is
well,
the one thing.
Well, they're what they say when they're doing it.
Oh.
It's so bad. So Americanized.
I just let that go, but critical finishes, I was worried we're going to break the game.
Yeah.
They're, like, damn near impossible to do.
Really?
Damn near impossible to do. So.
I only pulled off one.
I've got two. They're cool to watch, but I've only done two. so.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty. I like the customization like everyone else does, yada, yada, yada. let's see. I did play a little bit of Geometry Wars.
Yes.
Just a little bit, and I don't know. I enjoy it, but I don't know if I'm going to buy it. I don't have the points, and I can't waste the money, so I don't know.
Buy
it. I would like to, but...
It's very addictive. I thought it had multiplayer, too.
It does.
It's got multiplayer, but it's stationary multiplayer.
You mean local?
Yeah, local.
Okay. Well, I didn't know what you meant. That's what I meant.
Yeah,
it's got local multiplayer.
I don't know. If I get the points, I'll pick it up, but we'll see. I play 1942.
Yes.
Game is awesome.
Game is awesome.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Hard.
He sent his review in, and I almost shit when I saw the score.
What'd you give it?
9.8.
Oh, wow.
That's only for one reason, too, pretty much, is, well, besides it's a good game, is that no matter how many times I died, I've yet to get angry at it. So
wow.
If a game doesn't piss me off, then it deserves a high score.
That's a testament right there.
It is really good.
That's
though.
A very
it's
high
really
score.
Good.
It's very
the bosses
hard.
Are huge.
I think it's on the back of the box. It's got like a broken controller icon. And it says Killer Wolverine approved.
The bosses are huge. They're hard. Yeah, but I don't know.
Just like
I
they
like
should
it.
Be.
I really like it. It's a good shooter. It took the place of... I loved Ikaruga. This takes the number one spot, so...
Wow.
Over
wow.
It doesn't feel too old school.
No,
old
school.
Not at all. No. It doesn't feel old school.
No, that's yeah, it's not very old school.
I didn't even download the demo because I yeah.
You're playing Defender, okay? Really?
You had to go there, didn't you?
I did.
Defender.
But you keep playing about it being old school. You play Defender. Then you should really want old school then. But 1942 is not old school at all.
It's not at all.
At all.
It's good. They got the Joint Strike. Well, it's called Joint Strike, and they incorporated co-op moves, and there's three of them. The one I used with him was the Lightning Strike. It combines lightning between your two planes, and you go
slice
up.
And dice.
And you know anything in between the lightning path gets destroyed. So it's pretty cool. It's got some good, and it doesn't pussy out on the co-op either. Because usually if you play co-op, they don't add any enemies or anything. It's just like the single player.
He says that. That's just petting a cat.
Yeah.
They double the enemies.
Yeah, they
by
double
pussy,
the enemies.
You mean small cat, nothing else.
They really...
I mean, Dante.
They double up the enemies, and it's...
it's ridiculous when they double up the enemies. There's so many freaking enemies.
Yeah. And the power-ups, there's a lot of power-ups, medals. Really good. It's all really good. So... Play more of that. Maybe I can beat it, get past the third level.
Yeah, there's only five. There's
yeah.
five levels.
So, play more of that. And then I played a little bit of the show. My stupid season's finally coming to an end. I'm in the playoffs. And as soon as I'm done, I'm getting rid of it. I've never been so mad at a game in my life. I don't know. It's not that it's a bad game, it's just I don't
Probably
have the patience.
Who's
the
equivalent?
The Reds.
Because that's probably the team you pick.
Well, they won't promote me. I've led the league in everything. Well, not everything. Not stolen bases, that's it. RBIs, home runs.
Oh, you're talking about Road to the Show?
Yeah, sorry.
What position do you play?
Second base.
That's why. What's your depth in the organization?
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
I know I'm 1 out of 43.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In the league?
Yeah.
Yeah, then they should have promoted you.
So, I guess it's because I don't pass all my goals that were set, so I don't even try for them.
Can't get promoted over BP, baby.
Yeah, that's the truth.
The
Baked potato?
Brandon Phillips.
Yeah.
British Petroleum?
Brandon Phillips, who should have been the all-star second baseman this year for the National League. That's all right.
But so, I think if I get any further in the playoffs, I think I'm done with it. I don't know yet. I haven't fully decided. But we'll see, because there's a lot of stuff one that comes out. So
it depends on how many controllers you break.
You know, I've been good. I've been holding my anger in. So
at $50 a pop, yeah. You got to be good.
Yeah.
So I don't know how good it is for me to hold my anger in, but last time I held it in, I punched.
You need
a
to buy
wall.
A punching bag.
I do.
Seriously.
But I'll probably just tear it down from the ceiling, and that won't be good. And I have a big hole in the ceiling.
That's why you get one of the ones like I have, where it's got like the big stand, and then the bag hangs off the stand, so you can't tear it out of the
no,
ceiling.
No, you should just get one of those clowns.
I'll just throw the stand through the wall.
You should just get one of those clowns that you hit, and they come back up, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to die, clown!
You're going to die, clown!
So, and then, the greatest game ever I have played yesterday. This game takes all, it beats your puny Soul Calibur Women's Championship Volleyball. Hands down, the greatest game ever. Can't say with a straight face anymore.
Women's Championship Volleyball, huh?
Oh, it's so awful.
Was it a, is this an actual retail
it's
release?
It's a PS2 game.
Yeah, so you're trying to tell me that Age Texas stick to role-playing games?
Yes.
In Armored Core. Core.
Yes, because this game is awful.
You're just mad at Armored Core because you don't understand it.
Yeah.
You don't understand Armored Core. Huh?
I like volleyball, so I thought I'd give it a try. The game's broken.
It's not broken, it's retarded.
Well,
wow.
Yeah, it's
maybe
really
Special
bad.
Olympics volleyball.
It's not supposed to be.
Really?
Okay. Oh, and that's mean.
Yeah.
That is mean.
You know what said retarded.
I didn't say the two in the same sentence, though, either, nor referring to each other.
It's an R&F game.
An R&F game, yes. We can't talk about that on the air.
No. Okay, that's an inside joke thing.
Now that we're back... Yes.
So, the game is just awful.
I didn't even figure out how to play it. Like when you're,
you know,
when the ball's volleying back.
What
and
I did
forth,
figure it
press
out.
Buttons, and I'm like, what?
When they serve it to you, the reason why you kept hitting behind you is because you didn't hit the button at the right time to return it. You hit it too soon, so it made her.
I didn't know it was a dance and rhythm game.
Well, apparently it is. So, if it returns to you, you just have to hit it. I don't know. It's fucking stupid.
You know why they didn't like it, right? Because they didn't incorporate jiggle physics.
Yeah. Jiggle, it looks like a PS1 game.
Yeah, if
there's
it was
no
Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball, they'd be all over it.
That's good. No. No, I'm sorry. No, I'm not all over DOA Extreme Beach Volleyball. That game was terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible.
That game was awful.
The game was terrible.
But as bad as that was, this one's worse.
Yeah, this one is about a million times worse than that.
How did it get past the testing stages?
It's a PS2 game. There are no
made by H-Tech.
You know what the most... You know, here's the funniest thing about that game. It's a compact disc. It's not even a DVD.
Nice.
Wait, but it's not blue anymore.
Really?
It's silver.
Really?
So figure that out. They were like, blue back so bad that we're going to make a blue no more?
Wow.
But it's on a compact disc, and it is not blue.
So what you're telling me is that half the people out there who have a PS2 won't even be able to play it anyway.
Half the people out there who have a PS2 aren't going to play it anyway.
Why would you play it if you...
It's going to sell, like,
so
four copies.
Was this
no,
game new?
Traded in.
Yeah,
that's how bad it is.
It's not even out yet, I don't think.
It shouldn't be out, ever.
You get Madden early, I get Championship Volleyball.
Yeah. You got shafted on that.
It's all right.
Well, I think...
According to you guys, I got shafted.
Yeah,
yeah,
you got shafted.
Probably. I don't know. I don't know which one I enjoyed more.
I don't know.
Oh, snap.
Madden. It looks a lot prettier.
It is a lot prettier. And you know what? I have no choice. I have to buy it. It's the only football game on the market. EA has won.
If I can.
Their monopoly.
I'll gamefly it, but I don't think I'll be getting it for a year if I gamefly it.
Probably
so.
Not.
Yeah, if you try and gamefly Madden, you're going to be stuck.
So, I don't know.
They'll
do what they do to me usually and send you one random game out of your list that you don't even want.
Yeah, they usually do that to me. Like my number one game, which I hope I'll get, they haven't sent me anything is Civilization, but it's still low availability, so I won't get it. They sent me Assassin's Creed, which was 2. So they'll probably send me, 3, 4, and 5 are upcoming releases, so I'll go to 6, which is who fucking knows anymore. So
I'll tell
I don't
you,
know.
Tom and Jerry
Civ,
Whiskers at War?
I'm not a strategy guy. But Civ is so good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
So I saw Ken play it yesterday, and
I'm a huge fan of Risk, and Civ reminds me a lot of Risk, only ridiculously more in-depth. The combat is very Risk-like.
I hope to be playing that. Hopefully they'll send it to me. They won't, but hopefully they will, so I can play it. I really want to play it, but other than that, I don't think...
You didn't even play Metal Gear.
No, I haven't played Metal Gear yet. I'm afraid to.
Monkey in the diaper.
Because I don't want to. I don't want to stay up of all hours of the night playing it.
You mean watching it?
Watching it, playing it.
Well,
whatever.
Does that just come from zero?
Hey, I can make the joke.
You're probably good to play it in smaller stretches all the way up until you get to probably Act 3.
Three, the end of Act 3.
Yeah, because the end of Act 3 is a ridiculously long cutscene, so you're going to need some time.
Popcorn.
Right. Yeah. Well, that too. You're going to need some time.
Yeah.
And then from there on out, there's a lot of cutscenes. So,
No. I don't think I can even... I don't even have to beat the last level because I saw you play it, so I don't...
It was so fun, though.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I don't know. I'll try to start it, but I'm not guaranteeing it, so... I know I'll be playing Soul Calibur, though.
Soul Calibur!
I
think that's... it?
Once you start playing Soul Calibur, that will be it.
That will be it.
Snap. Well, I want to try and beat 1942.
So. Yeah, I'd like to beat that, but it's like Omega 5. I'll probably never see levels 4 and 5.
Level 1, the Glacial Fortress.
Glacial
Fortress.
So I hope I get Civ, so I can play it.
Do it.
Civ.
Do it!
Do it.
Do it!
I still haven't played that online.
Civ?
Yeah.
I haven't either. I just play against the computer because I suck at it.
Yeah.
I just enjoy beating them on easy. So does that wrap you up?
Yep.
All right, I'll try to fly through this as fast as I can because we're running deep already.
Yeah, big time.
Soul Calibur, don't need to talk about it. I've already talked a lot about that. Greatest fighting game of this generation by far. One of the best ever. Awesome. Go buy it.
Now.
1942, played that. Awesome. Awesome sauce. Love the co-op. Great game. Geometry Wars is the bomb. Everybody should buy that. Women's Beach Volleyball, whatever. Garbage. I can't believe I actually played it. It's terrible. Damn, I lost my train of thought. Basically, the only thing that I played that nobody else played... Facebreaker sucks.
Yeah, Facebreaker's terrible.
Yeah.
The only thing I played this week and nobody else played was I downloaded the mission mode for Ninja Gaiden.
Ah.
And I love it. It's so worth $10 because basically the first like four levels is defeat so many enemies in a certain scenario. The next are boss battles, so you can basically play all the bosses individually. The last eight, I think is how many there are, is survival. No time limit, just endless stream of enemies with one weapon.
Wow.
So you play with the dragon sword in one level, the Vigorian flails in another level, and so on and so forth, and see how many people you can make it through. Like, I think with the dragon sword, I made it through like 57 dudes.
Nice.
Before you get only one health bar, you know, and sometimes you'll get the blue orbs and stuff while you're fighting them, and you only get one ninpo, and you can recharge it if you manage to kill somebody. But they start off with the regular Black Spider Ninja Clan, and then they move on to the dogs, and then they move on to the werewolves. Yeah, once the werewolves start coming in, is usually about where I start dying, because the werewolves are, unless I'm using the scythe, because then if I use the scythe, I can rip through the werewolves pretty easily. But yeah, I'm real addicted to that. The survival mode is the most addictive because you can just sit down and play and just see how long before you die. And apparently they added like 10 or 11 new achievements. I actually got one. It was called my first medallion. I guess it was for getting 50 kills in survival mode. So
gotcha.
I don't know. But the mission mode, if you're a big fan of Ninja Gaiden, it really does add a lot. It's like 25 missions or something. I mean, it's huge. But there's nothing new in it. It's all recycled environments,
right.
Recycled enemies. It's just different scenarios. I think that's the only thing that I played. I turned my PS3 on like four times this week, and the only thing I played in it was that crappy volleyball game.
We played Hail to the Chimp.
We did play Hail to the Chimp for like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Because it's not very good.
That's what you did for not hailing to the chimp.
Hail to the Chimp is very funny.
Yeah.
It's extremely funny, but it's kind of boring. Collecting clams.
Yeah.
It is better multiplayer. I will give it that.
Is it?
It was a lot better
multiplayer. It was alright playing multiplayer.
It is a lot better multiplayer, but it does get monotonous and repetitive.
Yeah.
I really don't think I played anything else. I spent all week playing Soul. I got like 12 hours in Soul Calibur. I've beat almost the entire single player story mode with every character. I think I'm missing like 4 or 5 characters. Played through like 10 levels of the Tower of Souls. Beat the arcade mode like 5 or 6 times. I've created like 10 characters. I mean, it's just sickening. I'm so addicted to Soul Calibur. And this week, that's all I'm thinking about playing, Soul Calibur.
Yeah, same here.
I mean, that's all I want to play this week is Soul Calibur. That's it. And then I played a whole game of Civ Revolution.
Soul
I played through as the Russians.
Calibur.
Which the Russians are cool. I wish there was more diversity in what you build. You know, because every city I've built so far, it feels the same. Like, all the wonders are the same.
Right.
My troops are really kind of the same.
Yeah, they all have a special unit.
Yeah.
Like, the Japanese have a couple special units. They've got a samurai knight unit, and then they've got a Ishiguro Pikeman unit that's a little different than the regular Pikeman, but
yeah. So you're saying they all feel the same.
So you're saying you could build an old wooden ship used in the Civil War?
Yes. A lot of diversity.
Shut your mouth.
Yes, I'm sure that they're very concerned about an old wooden ship.
Yeah. Anyway, now we're going to move on to the news from Mr. Killer Wolverine that he wrote this week.
That he wrote this week. And
he did
read
it this week.
You know, I look forward to Mr. Wolverine's news.
I do, too. I'd look forward to it a lot more if Mr. Wolverine would actually read it himself.
You want me to read it? You really want me to read it?
I think you should read it.
You want me to read it?
You can read it if you want. I mean...
I don't really care. I have to pee.
Why don't you go ahead and nail it, and then I'll go through it while he goes and does his... Yeah. All
right.
And now...
What?
False start.
False start.
5-yard penalty.
5 yards.
All right, you son of a bitches, let's try this again. And now... News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents... Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt. Brought to you by Wilson's Bottled Pimp Spit. Who the fuck buys bottled pimp spit? I gotta get a better job. Fucking Killer Wolverine's gonna read it.
You killed Ken.
You killed Kenny. You bastard.
Oh my god.
Man.
You're going to yank that out at some point. I'm telling you.
Jesus.
Man. You want to read?
I don't know. You got him in another line.
All right. Hold on. I'll go. All right. First up, we have a release date for Afro Samurai. What are you laughing at?
It looks good.
Speaking of
pimp spit. It looks good. Shut up. It's January 27, 2009.
What do you mean my game got delayed till January 27, 2009?
Haven't you seen my movies?
No, I can't quit yelling. That's how I talk.
Jesus.
Samuel Jackson.
Legendary Pictures will co-finance, co-produce the Gears of War movie.
Nice.
The Gearbox has confirmed that Brothers in Arms Hell's Highway will be pushed back until September 23rd.
Boo.
Here's the summer of arcade game releases. Obviously, Geometry Wars was this week. This week is Braid. The week after is Bionic Commando Rearmed.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
After that, it's Galaga Legions.
Yeah.
And then Castle Crashers.
Yeah.
So, back to one game a week, which is good.
Which is good.
It was getting way too damn expensive.
Yeah.
And these are quality titles.
Yeah, and they're all high quality. High quality.
And here's the catch. There's a contest for the summer of arcade. Whether you play the full version, the trial version, whatever, you're automatically entered via your gamer tag. And you were randomly drawn. The grand prize, 100,000 Microsoft points and 12 months of Xbox Live and an Elite console.
Jesus.
Wow. Man. How in the fuck would you ever spend 100,000 Microsoft points?
Ken would.
I should win because I would spend it. Runner-up gets, there's two runners-up, 10,000 Microsoft points and 12 months of Xbox Live, and weekly prizes are 4,000 points.
Wow. So that's solid.
Yeah.
That's just for playing, you don't even have to buy the game.
That's for playing Braid,
Geometry Wars, any one of them, any game, you play the demo or the full version, you're entered.
Nice.
According to Valve's marketing guy, Doug Lombardi, bringing older games like Counter-Strike to the Xbox Live Arcade is something the developer would certainly consider.
That'd be pretty cool.
Which wouldn't be, you know, a stretch for Valve to re-release games over and over on different formats, as they do quite often.
Wow. Snap.
But in terms of first-person
shooters, says the guy
they are
who played the same Ninja Gaiden game 3 times.
True.
Says the guy who... impatiently waited for 2K5 to get released on backward compatibility for Xbox Live.
Says the guy who's still waiting on Shenmue and thought it was actually a good game.
Yeah, but there's a difference there. There's a difference there because the Shenmue games, he's waiting for a sequel.
I'm waiting for a sequel to ESPN 2K5, too.
You played the same Ninja Gaiden game 3 different times.
Actually, the PS3
version.
On
2 different systems.
I didn't play it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't. I played it for like 5 minutes. I didn't get it. I didn't beat it.
Y'all waiting for sequels you ain't gonna get. Let's move on.
Killer Wolverine's like, this is my motherfucking segment.
Yeah, and I'll
shut up.
You ain't derailing it.
Yeah. Nintendo has no plans to release multicolored Wiis.
Yet.
Oh, that makes me cry.
You're not going to kick me, are you?
I remember back in the day when you had to go to the doctor for a multicolored Wii.
GamesIndustry.biz has reported that EA will report a loss of $11 million. Chrono Trigger has a release date and a price. December 1st for $39.99 for the DS.
Just like all Squaresoft titles for DS.
They're all coming out December 1st?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Their price is all the same. Except if it's one of their Taito licenses like Space Invaders or Arkanoid. And that's $20.
A new PS3 model was approved by the FCC, more than likely the new 80 gig standard model.
Really?
Here's a sequel that Boogeyman's been waiting on for a long time. Red Steel 2 is coming in. It will use Wii Motion Plus.
Great.
You excited?
So in other words...
He looks excited.
In other words, the suckiness will be more precise.
In other news, Red Steel sucked.
He liked Red Steel. That's why I made fun of it.
Yeah.
There's a demo coming for the Force
that
Unleashed.
That was back when I liked
yes.
the
Wii,
too.
Well, it's true.
The Force has been unleashed.
I'm going to get a slow clap going. Slow clap going for the Force Unleashed demo. I'm excited. You don't have to continue it. I was just going to do it myself.
Okay.
Capcom,
I appreciate that, though. I appreciate the backup.
Shut up. Capcom.
I will not shut up. You can't censor me.
Capcom's Christian Svensson has confirmed there is no plan for an Okami sequel.
No plan for an Okami sequel. Okay.
There's
a
rumor.
If they did, the artwork would have the IGN symbol embedded into its artwork.
There's a rumor that Gears of War 2 will release a special edition that costs $109.
Now, that might be wrong. The price? Sorry.
Like I said, it's a rumor.
Well, yeah, but I mean the price. Because when I read through it to check myself, I only had $10 in there, so I didn't know what I was going with.
Great.
There's a regular and a collector's edition. What do you mean, a super special?
Yeah,
super special for like $100.
Didn't they learn with Halo not to do that?
I saw those at Best Buy yesterday for $49.99.
$50.
But it will come with a replica Lancer.
Nice.
So.
Sweet.
But it'll probably be like this big.
Probably. We did confirm, of course, the Joker Jackson Katana, but we failed to mention the Green Lantern. It's confirmed for Marvel or MK versus DC.
Sweet.
Ooh, Green Lantern there, man.
I can't stop thinking Marvel versus DC every time I think Mortal Kombat versus DC. The shit's too damn close.
Green Lantern, is it?
Hal Jordan? I don't know. I'm just making it up.
It probably is Hal Jordan. I don't know.
GTA 4 is coming to the PC. It's been confirmed by the ESRB.
Awesome.
Gears of War 2 is doing a new cool achievement thing called Linked Achievements.
Didn't we talk about this last week?
No, it was only announced last week, or this last coming week.
Basically what this means is if you have completed an achievement in Gears of War 1, you will unlock content in Gears of War 2. So for instance, if you've beat Ram, the final boss... You will unlock him in multiplayer for Gears 2. All right. Need for Speed Undercover is coming November 18th.
Hmm.
We still haven't even seen it yet. Figured we'd see it by now.
You'd think.
It just looked like all the other ones.
It should be called Need for Speed Underwhelming.
Yeah.
We have the EGM rumors.
We should have taken a year off like they did with Tony Hawk.
Should be called Need for Speed. Are we really making another fucking Need for Speed?
They're going to continue every year, just like Madden. According to EGM, we have some new rumors. Halo Wars, Fable 2, and Call of Duty will not make it in 2008. We already knew that for Halo Wars and Call of Duty, but Fable's supposed to be done.
It's supposed to be next month.
Yeah.
They said it already went gold.
So,
didn't they?
No, that was Too Human.
That's right.
I
just had to think of another reason to bring Too Human up on the podcast.
Great, it's the new Two Worlds. Namco's bringing back Dead to Rights.
Nice. The first Dead to Rights was great on PS2.
First one.
On Xbox, it was the most frustratingly difficult game I've ever played in my life.
And the rumor that made me laugh so hard that Bungie is developing multi-platform games is just not true. Because it's still a publisher partnership with Microsoft.
Well, for most of their titles, that doesn't mean that they can't farm out to another publisher for another system.
It won't happen.
I think this is Ghostbusters.
Shh.
Who you gonna call?
According to Kevin Feige, president of production at Marvel Studios, a new Marvel vs. Capcom game is possible and will be out sooner than you think.
Oh my god!
Anytime sooner than that. So.
whole
yeah, never. Whole, you know, it could be 10 years. It'd be sooner than you think it'd be out.
Holy Toledo! A glimpse of
he
hope.
Said he was very. He said he was very excited about trying to get a new Marvel vs. Capcom
I cannot
Capcom
wait
together.
To press both trigger buttons to hit 120 hit combo. Crap.
Mortal Kombat Collection. Hits
hating on Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah, I'm right.
How do you live with yourself?
It ain't no Street Fighter Alpha 3.
Very few games are.
He's still mad because he traded Marvel vs. Capcom for Street Fighter 3.
Yeah. He turned his shame into anger.
Mortal Kombat Collection hits the PS2 this fall, which will include MK Deception, MK Armageddon, and Shaolin Monks. Solid collection for $29.99.
That is a solid collection for $29.99.
Alone in the Dark for the PS3 has been delayed until November.
Man. It's rough.
They keep getting a shaft.
I wonder if they're going to fix the controls.
Probably not.
No. Miyamoto has confirmed that he is overseeing the creation of a new Zelda, Mario, and Pikmin.
Wow.
Five
surprise.
People.
In other news,
surprise.
Ice is cold and fire is hot.
In other news, Nintendo's creativity power is completely gone.
No.
Yeah, it is. You've seen it
no, it's more. Not because... Yeah, it's existing franchises, but think about how much different they do with every game in the series.
Animal Crossing?
Well, besides Animal Crossing, but I was talking about the three series that were mentioned there.
Gotcha.
Especially Zelda and Mario. Like people complain about the fact that Nintendo does nothing but rehash old franchises, but think about how much stuff they change. From Zelda to Zelda to Zelda, from Mario to Mario to Mario.
That's true, but, you know, just the fact that you keep on seeing the same exact characters, even if they're in different context, just the fact that, you know, it's the same music, it's the same characters, it's the same feel. Granted, they always introduce new gameplay mechanics, and sometimes even dramatically different gameplay mechanics, but it's always the same, like, universe, the same characters, like... similar music, and it's all homages to the past, you know. They never really want to, you know, create an entirely new IP.
Well, that's because they know if they made Super Mario Galaxy and had a completely new main character, it definitely wouldn't have done as well as it did.
Right, and that's the thing. It's like, well, A, you know, Nintendo's fan base is, like, not us anymore.
Right.
Obviously, because that's what they think. B, Nintendo does. There are Nintendo fans who are left that are actually fans don't deserve Mario. They don't deserve another Mario because either A, they won't buy it, B, they won't care, or C, they'll bitch about it because it ain't Mario 64 or it ain't the old school Mario. But you know what? If they release re-release another Mario 64 or release, they'll say, "Oh, this is the same as this." So no matter what, Nintendo loses because you know nobody loves Mario anymore because they're a bunch of jerks.
Wow. Because they're a bunch of jerks.
Because it ain't Wii Fit.
Kicking a can.
Fuck. Alrighty then. Anyway. According to Dave Reeves.
according to Dave Reeves, we're moving on.
Of Sony Computer Entertainment, he says that all the global announcements and blockbuster revelations will be at Leipzig.
Really?
So
in other words, they're going to announce some good games for PS3.
Wow. There are already some good games.
Yeah, no, I just throw that in there. I'm just,
wow. He just likes to throw a gut punch in.
Yeah,
every
I just like to throw a jab here and there.
All right, Activision has announced that the titles formerly published by Sierra and add them to its own portfolio included Crash Bandicoot, Ice Age, and Spyro the Dragon. But there are some titles missing from that portfolio, including Brutal Legend, which we've heard is being farmed to another publisher. Ghostbusters, which is also being farmed to another publisher, and the Chronicles of Riddick remake, which is probably just going to die.
Yeah. Also, I thought I heard that maybe I'm thinking of something different. I'm going to hold my tongue for now.
Okay. The Xbox Live Silver, people playing online free, that's for games for Windows Live games. So Shadowrun and Universe at War are now free to play online to Silver members, since Games for Windows Live is now free.
Right.
So.
And so many people are still playing Shadowrun.
Shut up, they are. I can get on with more games than that.
You know, Shadowrun's actually in Major League Gaming.
I know. Yeah. It's a great game. Street Fighter 4 launches. There will be no console-specific characters.
Yay.
So. Sweet.
Rumor has it that you might be able to play as the Flood in Halo Wars.
That'd be pretty cool.
Which would be weird because they've said that they weren't going to do the Covenant, except in Skirmish.
Right.
So...
Maybe they mean in skirmish you'll be able to play as a Flood.
I could see that.
The Flood would be kind of like the Zerg from StarCraft.
Yeah. Ah. Command & Conquer will not be coming to the PS3. Because, quoted, PS3 is a very powerful system, and it's very exotic and tough to develop for, and our engine really, at the time, wasn't designed for PS3, according to EALA producer.
Exotic. That's an interesting way of putting it.
It's a very accurate way of putting it, I think.
Yeah.
Street Fighter, so much different.
Street Fighter 2 HD Remix Beta extended till September 5th.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Hopefully.
Which just means the game isn't coming out anytime soon.
Yeah, that's true.
Hopefully they'll add a couple new characters between now and then to actually get a true beta experience besides
you'll
Ken
add a
and Ryu.
More frames of animation.
That ain't going to happen.
No. According to Kotaku, Activision told Game Informer that the track list that was leaked for Guitar Hero World Tour is. The bulk of it was wishful thinking and pure speculation.
Wow. Man.
Which I wonder if it really was true and this is them trying to cover it.
Right.
Or if it really wasn't true because Hot for Teacher is in there. I know that for sure.
They better have Dream Theater. They better have Pull Me Under, darn it.
Midway has delayed Vin Diesel's next game, The Wheelman, till first quarter of 2009.
Hopefully it'll be as good as Driver.
Coincidentally, every movie studio in the world has delayed Vin Diesel's acting career until God knows when.
Final Fantasy 13 is also coming to the PC.
Nice.
I think they really should just quit.
They should just stop it.
Nah.
There's been a new villain announced for Lego Batman.
Really?
Man Bat.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Rumor has it that Microsoft's going to make a bid for Take-Two.
I heard that, but when that rumor circulated a couple years ago, the person at Microsoft said that would be an incredibly stupid idea because Take-Two, as a publishing company, makes a lot of money on the PS3, the Wii, and the DS that they wouldn't be able to recoup if they invested in the company because they'd only be investing in the Xbox 360.
Well, that sounds like a very PR statement because you know that if Microsoft bought Take-Two, what franchise they would own?
Right.
So
no, it's true.
Microsoft is that sounds like PR spin saying that hadn't agreed to a shit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, granted, that's the truth. The Grand Theft Auto does sell a ridiculous amount. But if you think about the fact that in terms of Take-Two's profits as a whole, the Xbox 360, like if you limited their entire profit system as a whole to one system, it would greatly reduce the value of the company.
Well, yeah, but if they were first party, then it would increase the value of Microsoft's.
But not to the same level, because they wouldn't have as many systems to distribute it
on. Not to the same level, but I still think that Microsoft has to know that if we buy this, we get GTA. You know, that's the only thing you got to care about, because 2K Sports, really.
Yeah, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Everybody wants to buy Take-Two, but nobody seems to be able to.
Right.
So that's really the long and the short of it. GTA Chinatown to have online play?
Yay.
That's the DS version.
Yeah. I don't really see it happening.
Uncharted 2 might be shown at Leipzig.
Yeah, it might be shown at E3 too, and it didn't, so we'll see.
Killer Instinct might be shown sometime this decade, all right? Leave me alone. Peter Molyneux has stated that the studio has more Fable games planned all the way up to Fable 5.
Wow.
But he is also interested in doing a sports game.
Can you imagine a Peter Molyneux sports game? He'd promise you a full season and it'd be like two games.
Oh, boo!
You'd put a creative player in and it'd be Peter So.
Nice. Here's some more Little Big Planet info. There's a Tron suit that you can wear online.
That's so
along
cool.
With a Killzone helmet.
Yeah, the Killzone helmet I've seen. It's pretty
in
neat.
In which
looking.
Game?
Little Big Planet.
Little Big Planet. You can make
There's
your sack boy.
There's a Tron suit? Oh, my God.
Were you listening to the news?
I was asleep.
You can make your sack boy look basically just like
you
a Hellgast.
Make your sack look like Tron?
No.
Sweet!
Thanks, yeah. Thanks for cutting me off and not listening to the rest of my sentence, Zero.
It would have been funny had I let you finish.
you can basically make your sack boy look exactly like a Hellgast from... Man, you can basically make my voice crack like a 13-year-old boy. like a Hellgast from Killzone. It's pretty cool.
There are 25 different types of materials and designs that you can choose from in 3 different camo types.
In case you're... Sackboy needs to hide from the Vietnamese gorillas.
You can switch back and forth between...
That's gorillas with a UE, not with an O.
There you go. You can switch back and forth between flying and running by pressing the down button on the D-pad. The game comes with 10 already made vehicles that you can edit. You can burn anything made out of wood, just like in real life.
It's just like real life.
Just like Alone in the Dark.
Just like in real life, I can switch between flying and running by pressing the down button on the D-pad.
Shit, I need to try that. There are triggers you can place to have events happen when you want them to. Using the D-pad, you can select three different degrees of sadness, anger, happiness, and fear. For example, hit up on the D-pad, your character will smile. Hit it again, it will make him smile bigger. And hitting it a third time will make the character ecstatic and will smile with his tongue hanging out. Because we all know when I get ecstatic, I stick my tongue out in a giant Joker smile. The six-axis controls which direction your head is facing.
Hmm.
If you click and hold L3, the six-axis controls your hips instead of your head.
So you can make him dance. Dance, sack boy, dance.
I like making sacks dance.
All I know about that game is it ain't here yet. I cry every day.
Yeah, I know. It makes me weep every time I think about the fact that I can't go home and play it.
Yeah.
According to Video Game 24/7, 2K Boston's Ken Levine stated that the reason why Bioshock for the PS3 didn't come out with the 360 version is, well, because 2K made the decision not to work on it at the same time.
There you go.
Okay.
Ubisoft is publishing the newest Armored Core game. I forgot what it was called.
For the three or four people left who like the Armored Core series.
I raised my hand.
Hey,
my
Armored Core is awesome.
Armored Core
was awesome.
Should we call Armored Core redundant?
Oh, man.
Aerosmith is the first band of many to get the Guitar Hero treatment, which we already knew.
Speaking
that.
Of redundant.
What? Oh, gotcha. I was about ready to say what.
Listen to you.
God. So the news piece in that is I'll that they're planning the on doing on that with other bands.
Besides yes. Metallica.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'll walk the other way on that one.
I was going to say, yeah, we know Aerosmith got the Guitar Hero treatment.
Right. Besides Aerosmith and Metallica, they're going to do other bands.
Gotcha. Yeah, it was the first band of many.
Gotcha.
That was the point of it.
Gotcha.
Vivendi has given the Ludlum Entertainment... Given Ludlum Entertainment back the rights to create Bourne games.
Which... Who knows if they'll do that?
Probably not. There was one made in how many years?
That's probably enough.
Battlefield Heroes has been pushed back to the end of the year. I'm going to try to say this without screwing it up. Shin Megami Tensei Devil Summoner.
No, you messed it up.
Raido Kazunoha versus Avedon King has been announced and will arrive on the PS2 on October 23rd.
If I had a stamp that said Epic Fail on it, I would stamp you on the forehead.
Jesus Christ, could the name get any longer?
Is that coming out here in the States?
Yes, the PS2 on October 23rd.
There you go.
Fuck, what happened? What was wrong with numbers? Seriously, I don't need this. Fuck, oh my God, never mind. EA Sports might implement, I'm going to use finger quotes, a subscription program for their titles to, quotes again, take advantage of customer loyalty.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah. What's
so basically, they might copy Microsoft's subscription program, which takes advantage of their customer loyalty.
There's a lot of finger quotes going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder if I'll get mine for free.
So basically, you'll have to pay $50 for Xbox Live and then pay another fee to play an EA Sports game online.
The whole EA pay-to-play thing has been talked about for decades. And
right.
It's never happened. It probably never will. So.
Yeah, well, according to EA...
They'll just keep charging more points for add-ons. get Tiger Shoes for 800 points.
According to EA, the PS3 only accounted for $13 million of their revenue last year. This year, it's already up to $139 million.
Compared to like $86 million, I think, for the Xbox.
Yeah.
Which is surprising that the PS3 revenue is so much higher than the 360.
Which I don't understand.
Good news
where.
For PlayStation.
I don't understand why, because all of the multi-console games sold more.
I don't know.
I don't
but
know.
But that's straight
weird.
From their report.
I know. That's weird. It doesn't make sense. It's like it doesn't add up.
Right.
I don't know.
It's great
unless,
news for
unless
Sony.
Their older games
right.
are selling more now.
On the PlayStation.
Because there's more
yeah.
PlayStation 3 owners. I guess
right.
that might be where it's coming from.
Yeah.
The Opus chipset, which apparently fixes Red Ring of Death... may have already started to ship. The new chip is supposed to fix the Red Ring of Death problem.
Yeah, isn't this the third or fourth chip that was supposed to fix the Red Ring of Death problem?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Supposedly.
You know what's cool about that? I've never had the red ring of death.
Shut up.
You know when yours is going to red ring? When they release Shenmue 3 and you put it in your system?
Yeah.
It's going to be like, what the fuck is this crap?
No, I think somebody made up a good point because this is exactly what happened to my first Xbox. It worked great until day one after my warranty expired.
Nice.
That's probably it.
So 3 years in one day. Come, September 10th?
You're going to have a glowing red eye.
Better than a glowing brown eye.
It's true.
There will be 48 trophies for Uncharted.
Nice.
None of them are retroactive, so you have to go back and get them all over again.
Yep,
that's fine.
That's fine. I'm good with that.
Two humans gone gold.
How?
Or silver.
Or something.
That was a joke.
I know, it was a joke.
Man.
Or everybody bronze. Hating.
I like Two Human, but it's not
aluminum.
Great. For all you wrestling fans... I heard crickets. Oh, sorry. Here's a list of the superstars that will be in TNA Impact. Abyss, AJ Styles, Alex Shelley, Booker T, Chris Sabin, Christian Cage, Homicide, Rhino, Sting, Shark... Wow, this is terrible. Shark Boy, Eric Young, Hernandez, Jay Lethal, Kurt Angle, Christopher Daniels, Samoa Joe, Jeff Jarrett, Scott Steiner, and Tom Coe.
And six more.
And
six more announced in the coming weeks.
Oh, my God.
Anyway...
In the face!
Ubisoft announced that Tom Clancy's Hawks has been pushed back till 2009 first quarter. Another rumor about a new DS by year's end.
Yeah, that's about as cool as a bag of dicks. Let's move on.
Oh my God. Did you just say what I thought you said?
To some people, that might be very cool, you know? Damn.
Yeah.
Microsoft, there's a new statement out that Activision bought Activision bought Bizarre Creations because Microsoft wasn't in the right place to buy things at the time.
Yeah, because they're always hurting for money.
Right.
Africa won't be called Africa in Asia. It will be called Hakuna Matata.
Because Asia likes, no. Asia likes to pretend that Africa doesn't exist.
It's
going to
be called The Lion King Part 2 or Part 3.
It's probably going to be called Moving Animal Look At Game.
Be called Pikachu Camera Game, whatever the hell that was called.
Pokemon Snap.
Yeah. Oh, snap.
Logitech is teaming up with Activision to create premium instrument controllers for Guitar Hero World Tour.
Oh, so we could have even more fake
plastic
instruments.
Nintendo is dabbling in holographic storage for the Wii.
The hell does that mean?
Go to Wikipedia.
Go to Wikipedia and look it up.
Too hard to explain. Basically, it means that they're making shit up, and they're never going to come out with a storage solution for the Wii.
Actually, that means that they'll probably just, instead of making a new system, they'll upgrade the Wii to where it's holographic projection screens.
Yeah, right.
According to...
Yeah, because it worked so well for Sega in the arcades years ago.
Sega!
According to Kotaku... Sony Computer Entertainment reps Darren Cairns, how do you say that? And Liam Wickham stated that Home is focused on games and is not a social network. So
how about they just focus on getting the damn thing out?
The social network of
How about they just focus on
giving up? Either way,
how about they just focus on not making it suck?
How about they just focus on PlayStation Network and just call it a day? It's working
right.
Just fine.
No doubt. Oh, right. Before we get to the questions, I have two shout-outs that I need to throw out real quick.
Okay. Your mom?
Both of them are for basically the same reason. Finally, loyal podcast listeners will remember that we did a Destroy All Humans contest way back in April. And we've been haggling back and forth with THQ about the second-place prizes for 3 months now. So, Zero... kindly donated some stuff that Capcom had sent him. So, yes, Capcom ended up providing the prizes for our THQ contest.
Thanks, Craig, by the way, if you're listening.
Yeah, so I want to thank them for that, for bailing us out when another software company kind of bent us over the rail. And also... I want to thank the two guys that the second place prizes went out to for being so ridiculously patient. God of Time and Don't Panic. Thank you guys for being so patient on waiting for us to get prizes to you. And a special super duper double prop shout out to Don't Panic, who already had the prize that we gave him. So in an awesome display of awesomeness,
You're running out of adjectives.
He turned, he turned his prize into another contest on the forum and gave his prize to somebody else, which is pretty badass. So, big double shout out for that, and I'm working on trying to find something else.
Double super shout out, awesome sauce.
Yes. So, shout out to both of you guys.
All right.
Awesome.
We'll get into the questions. His first question is a little old, and he said he knows it's old. It's about Metal Gear Solid. He said, quick answers will do you good. Number one, what was your favorite act in the game and why? For me, well, see, spoiler. There's going to be spoilers maybe why you like that.
Yeah, spoiler alert for the next couple minutes.
Favorite act and why? Just quick, because this is an old topic.
I liked Act 2.
Why?
Because it was fun. I also liked the Laughing Octopus fight.
Well, that's the second question. Hold off.
But I thought it had interesting gameplay mechanics. I kind of like I love the environment in that stage, how it's like all open and it's kind of like a forest area.
Yeah. Act 4, with the caveat that I liked the beginning of Act 3, where you're like sneaking through the city. But mostly Act 4.
Act 4, by far my favorite, just for nostalgia.
I like acting like I care.
Nice. And you guys haven't played it, so.
Yeah, they haven't played through all of them.
You're
so
out in the cold.
Go downstairs and play some more Guitar Hero.
Yeah. Favorite boss and why? This is like three questions. You can hold out. And we're making them quick because we know it's old.
Oh, I like
Snake.
Laughing Octopus because it was a pretty cool fight. It was, using the night vision goggles to find her. And I just thought she was psychotic, man, how she was laughing the whole time. I like the character design of the octopus.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
For me, it was Crying Wolf, followed closely by the vamp fight.
See, I like the Crying Wolf fight a lot because you had to hunt her, but I still think my favorite was the mantis fight. I love the mantis fight. It was awesome. And finally, what was your tactic your first playthrough, stealth or shooter?
My tactic was runner.
Runner?
Yeah, I would I'd kill some people and hide sometimes. But as soon as I got spotted, which was quite often, I would run. I'd be like, run, run, run. You know, run, Forrest, run. Yeah, to the. So I would run right into the next cutscene.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I played it as a. It was different. It depended on the levels. I played as a shooter for the first two levels. Obviously, the third level, you have to play the first part of stealth, and you have to play the second part as a shooter. So. On the third level. And then Act 4, I played more stealthily. And Act 5, I played more stealthily.
See, I was a shooter through the whole thing, even level 3.
Really?
I would shoot all the guards before the guy
walked
past
them. Oh,
you
know what? I did that too, but did it stealthily.
I didn't. I just walked to him, shot him in the face.
Nice.
And then let the guy walk by. It's over now.
Now you can
press this button to kick.
I tried to press this button.
When it pops up on the screen. Or you can drive
button.
A forklift around.
Try to press this button. It was all sticky.
What's my DOA stick?
Enough said.
All right, next question comes from Odin MW. He says, love the show. How many fans do you think you guys have?
Oh, we have two.
Seven, 30? I think our number now. That seven. We've decided we have seven. It used to be five, but I think we've sort of we've grown a little bit, so I think we have seven fans. I think
is that counting the podcast crew?
Oh, fuck. Two. Two people listen to the show.
Oh, that's hilarious. The joke was that we had 1.5.
Yeah.
My wife and then Odeon.
My wife doesn't listen to the show.
Just a comment there.
Odeon doesn't either. He just listens to it long enough just to have something to complain about.
Odeon listens to it while he worships at the altar of Gambus Khan.
Little Bush had a question about E3. Yeah. not going to answer that. But his second question wants to know, is it possible with all the fantastic games coming out this year that this could be the best year of gaming ever?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay, no. Then everybody...
I mean,
so
it's always...
To, well, hold
it's
on,
always
hold on.
Possible, but...
I'm just saying, the people that were so quick to say no, what is your considered best year of gaming? What came out that year that made it the best?
Last year.
Why?
Let's
what
see.
Games?
Mass Effect, Bioshock, Mario Galaxy, enough said.
God of War 2.
Yeah, God of War 2, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Last year was a better year for gaming, for basically those titles.
But then
well.
You could go fight that with, you know, Soul Calibur, Metal Gear, Grand Theft Auto 4,
Gears
Resistance
of War,
2,
Resistance.
Gears of War 2, Resistance
Star
2,
Wars.
Star Wars.
Well, there's a bunch of games you're mentioning that we haven't no. played yet, so I
but this is
say.
True, but I'm just saying it could. He said, is it possible?
Yeah.
I think it's possible.
It's anything is possible. I don't think it's
you've already had
probable.
GTA
Animal
and
Crossing
Metal Gear
having
Solid.
Different gameplay could be possible, but it's not going to happen.
It's also opinion.
Yeah, that's true. No, I
so far
I don't think so. So far,
we'll see.
I don't know.
It's definitely possible. I don't know that it's probable. At my favorite year of gaming, and this is just purely, I don't know, selfish, would be 1992. Into 93 when I got my Super Nintendo and played the shit out of Street Fighter 2 and assorted other games and Mario World and assorted other games.
My most enjoyable year of gaming was the launch of the Dreamcast. So
that was a fun year too.
I was up there. Yeah,
I was in a whole new world.
It was thinking.
Whole new.
The next question comes from Totococo.
Totococo.
I'm not making that up. Says he loves the show, wants to thank us for mentioning Viking a few shows ago.
I bet it's Todd A. Coco.
Whatever.
Todd A. Coco, Esquire.
He's going to be Toto Coco from now on. Sounds like a villain. So he wants to thank us for mentioning Viking. He picked it up, and it's pretty cheap.
It's
and
badass,
his Gambus would say, pretty good. He loves the hack and slash genre. He has a 360 and a
play
Wii.
Play too human.
Shh, would you stop?
No.
He's been thinking about getting a PS3, but the only game that he wants to play for it is Metal Gear. Give me a couple good reasons to pick up a PS3 besides the fact that it is the best Blu-ray player out there. I really wish the PS3 would have more good games out for it. P.S. I'm an action first-person gamer, not an RPG gamer, although I did like Mass Effect. Well, then you should find plenty on the PS3
yeah.
to play, because there are no RPGs.
And you should love Uncharted if you're an action
yes,
gamer.
Yes, Uncharted,
Uncharted is
yeah.
badass. Warhawk's badass.
I'll say this. If you're a lover of first-person shooters... And if you're a lover of waiting for extremely long load times and extremely long updates to the PSN network, then the PS3 is definitely up your alley.
Oh, wow. Come on. He was asking for help.
Wow.
Come on.
Man,
don't
you
hinder.
Are knifing the PS3 today.
People are sick and tired of your hatred for the PS3.
And you know, I am too. Shut the fuck up.
Coming from the guy
PS3 hater.
That last year all you had to do was say the word Sony and he'd be like, fuck Sony, fuck Sony.
I do have a question though.
Yes.
What happens to a Toto Coco when it gets struck by lightning?
The same
thing as everything else.
Same thing as Toto Coco.
No, seriously,
there are some awesome games on the PS3. There's Uncharted is awesome, Warhawk is awesome. Metal Gear obviously is awesome.
Metal Gear is the awesome sauce.
Resistance, yeah. which is coming out later this year, is going to be a great shooter.
Awesome.
The original Resistance.
Killzone looks awesome.
We play that first one.
If you like hack and slashes, you're going to have God of War next year. You're also
Heavenly Sword,
which is short but good.
Short, but it's worth a rental.
Right.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'd say if you can afford it and you're thinking about buying a PS3, you should buy a PS3.
Just don't buy Haze.
Yes.
Well, hey.
Avoid Haze and avoid Lair too.
Yeah.
Avoid Lair.
Liar.
Yeah. PS3 is probably the best system for your Western gaming needs.
I don't even know if I'd agree with
that's
that.
Another jab.
Anyway.
Another low uppercut. You're rough on the PS3 today.
He's just mad because Shin Megami Tensei, Devil Summoner, Yabba Dabba Doo for Scooby Doo isn't coming out for the PS3.
Well, he's got a backwards compatible PS3 though.
Yeah, mine's backwards compatible, so I'll
yeah, because the PS2 games look so good on the PS3.
They do. It's just astounding.
This next question comes from TNT Eminem.
You got to watch eating those.
He said I asked my Q 2 weeks ago, but the MGS4 podcast, you did not answer any of my Q, so I hope you already answered it before. Coming
Sorry.
To my second Q queue for this one. I watched the Max Payne movie trailer. It was awesome. The story of Max Payne 1 was not that awesome of a story. It was good. All right. It was good, but it's not Bioshock or Metal Gear. Right. Kind of good. My friend was very angry because of me saying that. You see, his nickname is Max Neo. So you can tell how much he loves these games and The Matrix.
Man.
My cue is, what do you think of the story in Max Payne 1? What's your favorite video game story, and how can you compare the story of other games to the Max Payne story?
The story of Max Payne, I like the story in Max Payne 1. It wasn't as in-depth or complicated as the story in like a Bioshock or a game like that, or Metal Gear, which is pretty much synonymous with complicated. But it was a pretty good, it was still a good little like noir story. I thought it was pretty cool, with the exception of the fucking crying baby trail of blood level. I thought it was decent. What did you think of the first one?
I thought he was constipated the whole game.
Because of his face?
The look on his face. No, the story is good, but it's so cliched.
Yeah.
I killed your family, now I'm going to go kill all the people that killed my family. Sorry to spoil that for the 10 people. Right.
I forgot about the story. I was going to ask what it was, because
basically take any kung fu storyline and insert gangster.
It's the same story as everything else. It was well told.
Yeah, it was well told.
But it's cliched. So.
Who's playing?
Mark Wahlberg.
No, he backed out of it.
No, he didn't.
That's what I heard.
No, he didn't. They've already got production photos of him.
I heard
as Max Payne.
Okay.
No, he did say that he won't play the game because he has an addictive personality.
Well, the game's only like 5 hours, so it wouldn't be too bad. What's your favorite game story?
You go first.
Favorite game story? Man, that is tough. That is really really
well, then
tough.
We'll come back to you. What about you?
Shunned!
Blood Omen, The Legacy of Kain, the first one.
Metal Gear Solid.
I don't have an ending to mine.
Oh,
Shenmue,
God's sake.
Pass on. On you.
There are two games that I haven't beat yet, Bioshock and Mass Effect.
Mass Effect.
If I had to come up with one right now, though, this is just not without having to dig too far back in my brain here. Uncharted. It was like playing a movie. It was
awesome.
Yeah,
had an awesome. Yeah, Uncharted.
I mean, yeah. And granted, the whole game was basically a bunch of great games put together into one. But the story was actually pretty cool. And this coming from somebody who hates Indiana Jones. So go figure.
Yeah, you make no sense.
I don't. But
did you figure yours out yet?
Let's see.
Don't say Final Fantasy anything.
Final Fantasy 4.
Damn it.
Final Fantasy 6, Final Fantasy 7.
Are you doing that just to spite me?
No.
Okay.
And then on top of that...
No, he doesn't care that much about your opinion.
On top of that...
Well, that makes everyone else plus him, so...
On top of that, I would also have to throw in Metal Gear Solid and Bioshock.
So you don't have a favorite, huh?
I can't single out one, no.
Oh, my second favorite is Psychonauts. Coincidentally, those are my two favorite games of all time. And they're both my two favorite stories of all time.
There you go. Here's an interesting question from Silfo.
He always asks interesting questions.
Yeah. Which animal do you think matches each console the best?
Wow.
You don't have to limit your thoughts to Wii, PS3, and 360. Feel free to say what PSP or Dreamcast are most like. Something tells me that the Jaguar won't hold up to its name anymore.
No.
I did the math.
Jaguar.
2 + 2 didn't equal 4. That's for damn sure.
Jaguar is probably like a slug.
I don't know. The PS3 would be like a giant bison. It's strong and it's fast. And it will whoop your
bison
ass if
really
you let
fast,
it.
Bison really aren't fast, I don't think.
I was going to say a mammoth. A mammoth would be PS3. Because he's powerful, but he's slow.
Okay. Here's a good one. Here's a good one. I think the Dreamcast is a dinosaur because everybody's always talking about how badass dinosaurs were, but nobody was around when they were around.
Hey man, that deserves a high five on that.
I missed the total.
You guys came in a high five.
Here we go.
Hey, give me a high five, man. Yeah.
That was poetry right there. That was beautiful.
What kind of animal breaks all the time? Because then that'd be the PS2 and the 360.
That's what I was thinking of.
I can't think of an animal that breaks all the time. It's broken.
A very very flimsy animal, like a housefly.
A Pikachu.
Pikachu!
I was going to say that the Dreamcast is like a liger because it's like my favorite animal.
Idiot.
The Xbox would be...
the original Xbox?
360.
The 360.
The original Xbox is a blue whale.
Yeah.
It's too goddamn big.
Kill anybody just by landing on them.
I'd say the Xbox 360 is a gigantic T-Rex. The most ferocious and most intimidating T-Rex ever. But... he's got a broken leg.
Yeah, he can't defend himself with a broken leg.
I think the 3DO was a monkey. Because it was agile, it performed, but if you let it, it would shit on you.
That's the truth.
Because I owned one at $150 a cartridge, I felt shat on. And then Videotown went out of business, so I had nowhere to rent them, so...
Now, did it fling it at you, or did it just take a big old shit right on you?
You know, shit on the floor probably did more good than the 3DO did with only one cartridge. But or not 3DO. Oh, did I say 3DO?
You said 3DO, dude. I was like, what the hell? 3DO didn't take cartridges.
No. Okay. Well, I meant Neo Geo, but yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
For God. Well,
3DO was also
bad. I think the Wii is a baby seal. It's just too damn easy to club.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man.
That's wrong. Anyway, next question comes from CB900157.
Niner? Was there a Niner in there?
No, there was no Niner.
Record.
It says, hi, I enjoyed the podcast. That was really great.
Thank you.
My question would be to you all in any order, what would make you a patron saint of gaming and why?
Who would you make a gaming
I'm
patron
sorry.
Saint of gaming?
What? Never mind.
A patron saint of gaming?
Who would
gaming?
You make a patron saint of gaming or even nominate for a Nobel Prize? This can be anyone for any reason, but someone you think deserves this. I would say all of you, because I would never be able to pick just one.
Aww,
thank you. That's sweet.
I guess he's referring to who out of us.
Video, no, I think
who out of
referring,
us?
I thought,
yeah, that's what it
says.
That's
what the wording
I think it's,
like.
It sounds like to me that he's wanting this video game developer.
I know, but then you read the second part and he said, I would say all of you because I could never just pick one.
Oh.
Yeah, it sounds like
so it sounds like he wants us to pick amongst us, but then I don't know.
I think Gambus is our patron saint in gaming.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I think he is.
What is it? What is it? What is the requirement to pay? Do you actually have to play the games?
I think the requirement would be to pay.
You're out.
The patron saint. The patron saint of gaming. I think the requirement is that you hold up the standards of gaming, and
he plays Final Fantasy.
He plays more than Final Fantasy. I think Gambus. That's
you shouldn't tell me what it meant.
He holds up the standards of gaming. And is exemplary of all that is right with video gaming.
But all he does is thrash the PS3 and the Wii.
Well, there's that. Nobody said he had to be perfect.
Thing is, I nominate Zero.
I nominate Zero.
Yeah.
For the simple fact that he is not afraid to play anything.
Exactly.
Good, bad, ripped, whatever. He played Jumper. And only God would take that kind of sacrifice for for somebody else. So
yeah, but I just did it for achievement points.
So there's nothing really wrong with achievement points, though.
No, there's nothing wrong with achievement points. So Gambus is the patron of saints.
I nominate myself.
You can't nominate yourself to be a saint.
I just did.
I nominate a cheeseburger.
I got two nominations, you know, and you got two nominations. That makes the last nomination your vote.
I said myself.
Well, then I guess we're at...
I nominate Pac-Man to be the patron saint of gaming.
There you go.
Yeah. Pac-Man.
Right.
Go, whatever.
I'll do one more question, then we're going to get out of here. I hate that we're losing these questions so much.
I know. Let's just do two more, because there's two more left on this
page. All right, two more. This one comes from the Elite Whore. Hope you guys had a good week. Just another question. Not sure if it's been asked before, but anyways, I was playing through Jade Empire again recently, trying out the different styles and whatnot, going through as a closed palm ninja. Anyways.
Sounds like a rap group.
I know.
Yo, we the closed palm ninjas.
I can only think of four recent games off the top of my head that use good evil system, mainly BioWare titles. Do you find it hard to play through as an evil character? I found it hard to go through Mass Effect answering everything like an asshole. To get my renegade level up. Same goes for Cooter. Trying to be a Sith. I guess it's more the conversation than doing the things. Lowbrow. But I do feel like a right asshole trying to be evil in the games. What's your slant on this?
I did in Jade Empire. and I did in Mass Effect feel like an asshole, like I didn't want to play him that way. But in Knights, I was a Sith the whole way. I think just because they were so much more awesome.
It was easier to do it in Knights.
It was a lot easier to do it in Knights. Yeah. In Mass Effect, it's a little harder because like the characters are so
lifelike.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. And it's like
I only give sarcastic answers in that game. Yeah. Just when they deserve it.
Cause... Well, that's the thing. It's like with Coder is a great example for the fact that I started off, you know, on the light side of the Force. These people are freaking jerks and just. Pissed me off to no level that, I succumbed to fear, and fear leached to the dark side.
Because
the Jedi are very arrogant.
And Karth. I just wanted to kill him over and over again.
What about you, Mr. Khan? Do you have trouble?
Yes, I do. I have trouble being evil. Even though in Bioshock, I did harvest the little sisters.
I had no problem harvesting the little sisters in Bioshock.
Yeah.
I really didn't.
Yeah, I haven't so far.
I haven't done one yet. I save them.
You save them?
I save them.
Well, see, I don't have any trouble harvesting them. Last question this week, Carnage1290 says, as always, great show. I love you guys, how you guys interact with the people that actually listen to your show. So I've been trying to think of some good questions. If you guys could only play one genre for the rest of your life, what would it be?
One genre.
One genre.
I love the open world stuff, because that way it keeps you occupied for hours and hours.
So. You could make your own game.
Yeah, so I go with the open-ended genre.
Open world genre, sandbox games?
Yeah.
I would say that the genre, the type of game I'm wanting to play forever, has yet to be released, but it has been announced. And if the game plays... Like it, if it plays as good as it sounds on paper, because I picked up the newest issue of Edge magazine, and it had this really, really large article about DC Universe. And if all of it is true, and if it's fun, and if it's executed really well, and isn't janky or anything like that, if it's going to deliver on its promises, I would have to say I would want to play DC Universe.
But isn't that an MMO?
It's a genre he's asking for, not a game.
It's an MMO, but it breaks the MMO mold because they're trying to eliminate fetch quests, and they're making it action-oriented, so it feels like an action game.
That's awesome, but he asked for a genre, man. Come on, give us a genre.
Genre? Okay, action MMO.
There you go.
There you go.
I would say probably action RPG, because a lot of the games that I really like fall into that category.
Classic arcade. Huh. Seriously, I mean, everybody knows I like bite-sized games, but the thing is, I can't stick with, say, action game or an action role-playing game or whatever for the fact that you can only beat a game so many times before you just don't want to see it anymore. And if I'm stuck with the same genre for the rest of my life, at least with the arcade games, you know, the replay value is always there. So, I don't know.
For me, it'd be fighting games. If no qualm. I could play fighters for the rest of my life.
Fighting games would be up there.
Sports game, of course, baseball, if I can get roster updates all the time.
Fighting games.
The one we're not on a stranded island. You only have to play one genre for the rest of your life. Something tells me Gambus will reply and say RPGs.
And he did not. No,
well,
he
said action MMO.
Right.
Wow.
It's kind of an RPG. Kind of RPGs, but then again, most...
He's trying to negate the fact that he really wants to say RPG, but he's just trying to try to throw a monkey wrench into the whole
and
equation.
And he says he thinks Wombat will say sports games.
No.
Because there is no way he's giving up the show for the rest of his life.
You know what? This is a very tough decision, but I did give up the show. I'll take an action RPG. I love those games.
And he says...
Was that the last one?
That was it. That was the last one, so that wraps up the show this week.
Nice.
Next week, I think we will shorten the fondling and get to more questions.
Let's hope, because we're getting backed up.
We are getting backed up. We've got two more pages.
Fondling shouldn't be too hard to shorten for the fact that nothing's coming out next
Soul
week.
Soul Calibur. We'll just talk about Soul Calibur.
We'll just basically go around the room and be like, Soul Calibur.
Yeah, and all right, we're done. Really interested in that Braid game coming out this week.
True that.
Yeah.
But that wraps up this week's show. So we'll be back next week, as always.
Ask us some
more
questions
in 2 weeks when I'm on vacation.
Get even farther backed up.
Yeah, make sure you continue.
Actually, I take that back. I guess this should be kind of an announcement. In 2 weeks, actually, it'll be minus two. Me and the Wombat.
Why will you be minus the Wombat? Oh, yeah. That's right. For the Reds game.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's fine. The fans lose respect for you if you're going to baseball instead of the podcast.
Hey.
If it wasn't a 1 o'clock game, it wouldn't be a problem. But
there you go.
But before we close, I just have to say, go to iTunes, leave us a review, and
yes.
if you like us, give us...
Do that, definitely.
Give us a good review. If you don't like us, give us a bad review, but we would really appreciate it if we get some iTunes reviews, and I think in the future, we should probably read the comments on iTunes as part of the show.
Uh-huh. We have more than 11.
That's a little arrogant for me.
Yeah, if we have more than 11, it might be cool to go read them, but we only have 11, so that would take up one show.
Well, yeah, that would be kind of arrogant. Yeah, I have to be humble. So
humble yourself, child.
I go in and out of being humble and arrogant. So
well, you are the prophet of gaming.
So. You are. You're
Man,
the.
This is not helping me.
You're the. You're the saint, patron saint of gaming.
But we also have one other thing that you are, and that's what it's time for right now.
And that is a.
Blacktop payments cover me like a chemical reaction or a steamroller spreading randomly. There's a distant buzz and low frequency. It tickles my ear, rumbles under my feet, and it shakes the leaves off of every tree. Violently, what pretension, everlasting peace. Everything must cease. Institution on the hill, like a beacon in the mind of an ancestor, to ignite a people's will. There's a shadowed stain on the west facade. It had spread like decay to entrap the fraud, and the descendants find it oh so odd. Oh so odd. What pretension, everlasting peace. Great memorial hewn white stone, like the comforting caress of a mother or a friend you've always known. It evokes such pain and significance. What was once is reduced to remembrance, and the generations pass without recompense. Oh, what pretension, everlasting peace. Everything must cease. Thank you.
You somehow managed to sound like Chris Tucker with an even higher voice. You sound like Chris Tucker sucking down some helium.
Oh, my God.
That's not helium.